This is Hume Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
You know, you'd think after 2 weeks of being off, you'd think we would be prepared to start on time. But no, gosh, no, heavens no, that's not what we're doing. It wouldn't work for us.
I thought this was on time.
After 2 weeks off, and now we're all healthy. I mean, Marnie's back on normal schedule. She's going to be here in about 10 minutes or so.
Fantastic.
Got a text from her, so we know she's on time.
She's on normal time.
Al was here early. He said he was here early for him. You come later now. It used to be you'd be here like at 6:30, right on the.
But I've been working a lot on Mondays lately. But I'm officially on vacation, so I did not work yesterday.
That's lovely.
Well, yeah, so it's been the wake and bake for weeks and weeks. But
how long has this vacation gone on? Because I feel like you were on vacation the last time we were here 3.5 weeks ago.
Possibly. Well, I had 2 weeks off when my sister was here.
Oh, that's lovely.
And then this started Thursday morning. The vacation started.
Because the original trip
that I'm going on was supposed to back up to now.
I gotcha.
I was supposed to have left yesterday.
But you stayed behind so you could do the show.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Well, no, it worked out well because I ended up not having to get rid of the tickets in LA for the weekend. We got to see another show.
Yeah.
And I don't have to give up my Book of Mormon tickets for...
Oh, that's happy news.
Yeah, for this week. So there was a lot of stuff that I got to keep on the calendar that I had planned way far in advance that when the trip changed, I was like...
Shit.
I still need all
not
the time
sad
off,
about it, right?
But I don't have to sell because I was never really in the mood to like sell tickets and figure that out and all that shit again.
Okay,
it's too much work.
It's a lot of work. You do a lot of planning and scheduling and stuff, and I'm like, I don't have any idea how you do all that shit.
Well, actually, it is all thanks to Apple devices.
Turns out it's a calendar.
That calendar that transfers all over, so no matter where I write it down, it appears on another device. Has changed the way I live.
Helped you a
that
lot.
That is handy.
It has been 5 years of being way more organized. I used to miss everything because I'd be like, oh, fuck, I forgot about that. Because it'd be like written on a calendar on my refrigerator.
Right. And those items don't transfer anywhere.
And I certainly don't stand and look. I certainly don't stand at the thing and stare at a calendar. You know what I mean?
Sure.
No.
But when an alert comes up, like tomorrow you need to be somewhere, or if someone says, like, hey, I've got this going on, I'm going to be like, well, hold on.
Stand by.
Well, and it's not like you make all of your plans while you're talking on the phone in the kitchen anymore.
Right. That's the other thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And my desk doesn't have room for like a calendar of yours. My desk is just covered with just shit everywhere.
It's been a long struggle, and I'm trying to, because I have the same device as you do, I'm trying to get it all together in one so that I can refer to a calendar, but I still have to come home and look at the master calendar that I write everything down on.
Yeah.
I'm weaning myself off that because of the new desk that I built and did. I don't have the room for it anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't have that visual, so I'm trying to get it in so it's all in the phone. The nice thing is it does tie in to the calendar that's on the desk, on the screen. It does all that happy horse shit. It's just, it's really hard to break that. For those of us of a certain generation, we've been writing stuff down in a day planner for so long.
Well, I just went from not writing anything down ever. And just being constantly surprised by things that came up. Yeah.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. Never underestimate my laziness. Well, she's not here to appreciate
no,
it.
No, she is. She or just, is that her that's job? Her bag.
So I just wanted
almost
to,
here.
I just wanted to say publicly, thank you to everyone. We missed a week, but everything that went on for my birthday celebration was just... Mm. Spectacularly
well,
done from
we
start
are,
to finish.
We're not quite done.
Oh.
Because this was to have been timed out. Obviously, we were off a couple weeks. So the week we were off the Tuesday prior to your birthday, we were off last week post-birthday. So this has been sitting here for a couple weeks, but I had to make sure that you got it. So I told who sent that, you would open it on the air, read the card and all that happy stuff.
Oh, well.
So I wanted to make sure that we got this taken care of right off the top of the show.
That's lovely.
Also, by the way, it came up on my calendar today. Our friend and listener, Kent Bear Walker's birthday is today.
Oh my God, happy birthday.
And I was just making that list, so I'll do that.
Yeah, at the same time. I'm sure he's 25 or 30, somewhere in there. I'm not sure.
Actually, he and I are the same age.
Are you?
I opened the door and welcomed him in yesterday.
Oh, I didn't realize.
But Aaron's birthday was the 19th, the same as my grandmother's.
Oh, yes.
And Nance's birthday is just around the corner if it didn't already happen, because he's not on Facebook. No, he's 524.
That's tomorrow.
So his is coming up. Drew's birthday is coming up. Dale and Christina shares the same that listens from, we just said.
Denmark.
Okay.
She and I have the same. Oh. Mine.
Ultimate Vodka.
Oh, my God. It's been in the new bottle.
It's been a sponsor of Al's portion of the show for years, because years ago you took a picture of yourself with a little dinky bottle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. And now it's imported by the Patron Spirits Company, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay.
That's where we got to go to find them. From Grains and Potatoes. Delicious. Ask for it by name.
Ultimate Vodka. Yes.
The best.
Have you figured out who it's from yet?
Well, your mom said she had a present.
Then that way, okay, you're good.
Because we had exchanged...
By process of elimination, yes.
Pleasantries.
It's my mother.
If you want to have an awesome birthday, do not look inside this card. You looked. Okay, one more time to look under here. You looked again. What's wrong with you? Well, I can't not.
So I wasn't terribly worried that you didn't have wine, because I'm like, well, you're going to have this in a minute.
Yeah. We'll be fine.
The show will go on.
So she says, may you hopefully have 50 more. I'm not sure about that.
Same for a solid 30.
Yeah.
a solid 30. 30. 35, maybe. If you know,
yeah.
If the spirits be with you.
5 or 6 more in diapers. That's the negotiation.
So I've got to make sure that I pay attention to how things go for you for the next 2 years, because in 2 years it'll be my 50. So, you know, we're hitting 48 this September. Well, you know, we're going to start slide in there. See how it's going to work.
Well, I was worried that it was the beginning of the end.
Oh.
After being so sick with those fucking allergies for so long, and then to find out, you know, as you've talked to people, everyone has been suffering like this.
I feel like some of it wasn't allergies. Like, there's a cold that went around.
Yeah, and there's something else going on.
Like, wrapped into all of that.
So I went to the saline nasal spray, because then it turned into dry sinuses. Blah, 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 blah. And then an ocean breeze the other day just sealed the deal, and we are back to healthy again.
No!
That had recuperative powers. But just everything from Cobalt was amazing.
Oh, it's so nice. I'm glad.
I'm so sorry that we were an hour late.
Who cares? Nobody cares. Those people didn't pay to get in there. Fuck them.
It was such a good time.
So good. Nicely set up, and the wine choice was wonderful, and everyone has been raving about how much fun it was. So many of my friends can sing, as it turns out, which I didn't know.
Which is a lovely turn of events.
So they were all excited to go and secretly go to a karaoke bar that it turns out there was a lot of people like wanting to go.
Right on.
Were like, when are we going?
It's awesome.
And Marnie with the two cakes, the beloved cunt cake, was fantastic. Her and Ernie were so good.
That was some funny shit.
And French grocery absolutely just blew it out of the water. That felt like a dinner I threw at my home.
Really?
Like, it was just so charming. And the fact that we took 4 hours and 45 minutes to eat dinner and a cake that just never felt like it was going to end. But I had told them in a loving and nurturing way, however big that fucking cake is, you cut it into 12 fucking pieces, because I am not going home with a box of cake.
Right.
So do what you got to do. If 3 of you in the kitchen want it, then cut it into 15. But do not come up to me later with, do you want some cake to take home? Because the answer is no.
Sure don't.
And I'm just going to be annoyed with you. So the things that Kevin was like, the shit that you care about and the stuff you don't care about cracks me up. Because I was like, if you get behind, because they had double booked the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did we like take way too much space in a place that seats probably 24, we were 12. But then they booked the room twice.
Oh, no.
So they turned the whole room over.
Wow.
And I'm like, at any point, if you guys are behind, ignore us, make sure there's wine on the table.
That's fair.
Just throw more wine on the table and we'll be gone with you, and we'll be fine, and we'll catch up later.
I had to share this. I forgot to get this put together. Again, we've been off 2 weeks, and everything that has happened to get this show together happened in the last hour of this fucking day. This was one of 47 pictures I took of you two.
Oh, that came out so nice.
When you two decided to sing the song from, was it from Hamilton?
It was from Hamilton.
Oh, tragically, yes. Wow, you cannot tell how out of control drunk I am right now.
Right.
You were pretty wound up.
Wow.
It was funny, funny stuff.
I was 7 minutes away from laryngitis sick right there.
Oh my God, yeah. I'll say that too, because my voice was shot.
And I was taking these pictures while I was already feeling like I'm going to be sick, which is what started the entire food poisoning episode that I had to deal with. So we've all been through it. We've all been.
That's a lovely picture.
But I thought that was a great picture of you two sitting there.
Oh, please send that to me. That's fantastic.
Oh, I can do that. I can do
that. I am amazed because I remember how trashed I was at that.
You
and how, like, out of control.
About every
3 seconds later, I think you just tipped back and your feet were up in the air.
Yeah.
And you came on back.
About every 7 minutes, you'd turn around and go, I look the same. See, Marty's laughing. That was the deal. You look the same. And I want to tell the backstory. A couple nights prior to us being at Cobalt, we were at, you heard us talk about it before. I've been there hundreds of times. Stacy's, a local little bar. Well, Al joined us on that Friday night. Actually, it was just the night before, that Friday night after I had hosted Drag Race. And it was you, Doug Wilkie, and I sitting at a table talking. And I forget who it was that came up and was talking to you, but apparently it was somebody who hadn't seen you in a while. And I make the comment. I made the comment of, wow, that's amazing that you remember Al after all these years. And he just whipped in and goes, I look the same.
That really was.
It was.
And
so
God bless
funny.
Whoever that gentleman was, but it really was funny.
It was. I don't recall, but that was so funny.
And
when you said that.
He and I probably found each other cute till I started screaming at people, I look the same.
Oh, and you did that all night Saturday night.
Because, you know, when something's funny, I'm not letting it go.
Right.
No.
That's
Marty's here. I can smell the Fahrenheit.
Sorry about that.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it. What do you need, Martin? There's coffee cups. Coffee. There's coffee cups there. There's some vanilla creamer in the fridge if you want it. If not, then knock yourself out. Make yourself comfortable, Marnie. My house is your house.
Well, so since we can get through this show in 17 hours, so what have you been doing the last 2 weeks?
Besides being deathly ill.
Oh, and it wasn't deathly ill. You know, last week I felt amazing and could not make any sounds out of my voice box. Like, just
got it.
Nothing was happening. Which is, you know, a lot of fun for my family, but no fun for radio.
Yeah.
I feel like this particular format, my limited American Sign Language would not have gone over very well. Because all I know how to say is cheese, ambulance, and masturbate. Like, those are the three signs that I know.
I'm happy to learn all of
them. Wow.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken,
this is cheese.
Oh,
this is ambulance.
Oh, I didn't know any of these.
I think masturbates this way or that way. I don't remember.
Oh, there is something really, really funny on Facebook right
tree.
Now.
I forgot.
Enough. No, enough.
Make.
make. there's a really funny thing going around about somebody in a store, and I don't know if it's from a TV show or something, where the woman in sign language is yelling at her boyfriend about how they had never seen her. And he won't go down on her, and I was trying to learn, but when she's like, I suck you off all the time, and you won't go down on me in sign language, I was like killing myself.
I've seen
that's
it.
A funny ad. Yes. Yeah. But other than that, I'm down to being a one-job slob again.
Atta girl.
I'm exhausted.
Nice work.
Right, so now I don't know what to do with all of my time. In fact, I spent all of today kind of like uneasy, feeling like I had missed a day, or like, did I forget what day it was? Is it Thursday and not Tuesday? Am I supposed to work? Like, just kind of a little bit disoriented and not realizing that still have 2 more days off to do.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought you were going to say that now that you've eliminated other things from your life, you now feel like your life is meaningless. Like, you have nothing. You've not accomplished anything today.
Well, that sounds dramatic.
No, but I mean, you know, when
it is really dramatic. But I mean, accomplished a lot of things today, Clayton.
People that go from having a crazy schedule and then you just eliminate it.
That's fair.
Eventually, I'm going to make a comment on the show that you guys aren't going to fucking understand. Because It's just that I'm just making
I'll wait right here.
I'm just making the observation of sometimes when people go from having a plate full to a plate less full, they then start feeling like
they call that a diet.
They don't.
Yeah.
No.
Back in my party days,
you can all just fuck off. Yeah. Then, okay. I'm gonna go back to my raisins. My son made raisins.
Ask for them by name.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, but no, I'm greatly enjoying having space to breathe and time to. I don't know. I made dinner today, like.
The fuck like time do people eat dinner?
Well, I had to eat before I came here. Otherwise, I sit here and I shove like 28 pounds of nuts in my face.
that's not her usual social life.
I'm leaving that alone.
Shoving nuts in your face is not
right.
normal.
That's not a thing that I usually do in my weekly routine.
Let that go.
And I leave my house after 6. Like, Sharon gets home and I have dinner ready on Tuesday so she doesn't have to cook because I've been home all day doing nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That seems fair.
It does.
Yeah, I've been picking my nose in front of the TV all day. The least I could do is wash my hands and make some dinner.
Yeah. I like that you do it in that order. That's nice. That shows you care.
Well, sure.
I like it.
At least in theory, that's how it works.
That says te amo. I wash my hands first. Te amo.
But yeah, I don't know that I've had any monumental activities. I'm just enjoying the space to do nothing.
That's nice.
Oh, I like it.
Get all the book fair shit out of your van.
I just pulled it all out. I am delivering it tomorrow morning.
You're done.
And I'm done forever for good.
Wow, that was pretty definite.
Never, 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 amen.
That was pretty definite. Know. I'm done forever, ever.
Well, because I was involved in like several aspects of it. So no, I'm not just done with this part. I didn't just quit the job. No, no, no. We're done with the glamorous book fair lifestyle.
Yes.
Yeah.
And glamour.
We're gonna take the summer off, and we're gonna find something new to do at some point in time. I'm sure something will show up.
Wait a minute, what are you doing with that here?
I got it fixed.
It's been resuscitated.
It has.
I'm sure there's going to be an interesting story behind this.
Not really.
Martin, where'd that come from?
But what I like your optimism.
Everything.
Well, because I went through one big story with you when we went to the fucking genius bar at Apple.
It went a step further.
Oh, it got to be shipped to the mother place?
No, even.
Okay.
Even better. Even better. Anyway. Are you all done?
I am. No, that's it. I'm gonna go
that
talk to the chat room now.
Exciting. Well, I would like to talk to the chat room as well.
Wow. What was what? Yeah,
because I'm all these names, so I just want to address all the things I am. Mm-hmm. I'm a margarine. I'm a marigold. I'm mangled.
I can't believe it's not better.
Margine.
I've always enjoyed calling you Margie.
Yes,
but I know your sense.
The Margie is there. I'm Marnie and Maureen. I like it. And I'm not sure if Summer did that accidentally or not. But because that is the autocorrect. It goes directly to Maureen. That's exciting.
Can we throw migraine in there somewhere?
I've been known.
Well, sometimes margarine autocorrects to migraine, and I think, oh, I'd rather have a migraine than margarine.
It depends on the day. Depends
I'm kidding. I don't want to wish that on myself.
I am, and
with
I'm
margarine or a migraine.
I just want to say hola, hello to everyone, and honestly, it's so good to see Amina in the chat room.
No,
that's fantastic. A goddamn delight to see the rest of you.
But we've been off for two weeks. It's good to see anybody because I was afraid we'd come back and nobody would be there.
Straight to hell.
By the way, for those of you, I don't know who all is watching us on the YouTubes as opposed to
Marinara.
We now have a audio only stream is back up and live and functioning. So people in the nether regions of Africa who have limited broadband capability can watch us or listen again. So it's there.
Fabulous.
It's there. And that happened. We've been gone for 2 weeks, and I've been working on this for several weeks. Yes. It all came together literally an hour ago.
Today.
20 minutes after 6, finally the guy from Australia emailed me back, and we got this all taken care of.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so anyway.
Fantastic. And good call on the T-shirt, because I wore this specifically for Mr. Bear Walker.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And happy 50th birthday to Bear. I doubt he's in there. But.
We did wish him one just a minute ago, but I'm hoping
that.
He'll
that
pop up.
Awesome.
I hope he'll pop up at some point in the show.
Yeah. So, happy 50th birthday to you, Mr. Walker. What else?
What is Annette still waiting for? What the fuck?
I'm
what's
still
going
waiting.
On?
What
are you waiting on?
I mean, I'm waiting for what?
We're going to find out.
We're going to find out.
This is
bated fucking breath right now.
Telecast of the chat
Wait,
room
what?
Right now.
God, it's very exciting.
Yeah.
I'm holding my breath.
And they're in the...
somebody's volume's up.
I think that was just one of us.
But I had this on for a second because I got on the live chat on the...
I'm going to get into that too.
Because Kevin is Cryptor. I'm nearly certain that Kevin and Cryptor are the same person.
Meow Cal.
Don't out a superhero like
fantastic.
That.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Marriott. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I did not mean to reveal your secret identity.
I appreciate Meow mapping out the cast.
He's the official cartographer of the show. I should hope he would be
the cartographer.
I like it. I like it.
With a minor in cartography.
That's fantastic.
So any recollection of where you've been for the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, hell.
I was going to ask you about a piece of your world that may be hell. I just wanted to find out because I haven't heard an update.
Plumbing?
Yeah. That whole thing.
Still a fiasco.
Yeah? Have we actually started on that project?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I was curious about how many different...
credit cards?
No. I was curious. Oh my God. I was curious to know how many... Did you go with just the first person that said this is your problem? Or have you brought in several doctors to assess
there have been two doctors.
Okay.
There, and I felt like that was enough. Fuck it. Right? Enough. And... So there's that. It's more a matter of, you know, hey, home equity loan, please.
Sure.
And or
are we still at the 35K area?
Well, actually, it's gone up.
Oh,
but it's different now because the whole excitement, of May is that then the Subaru decided it wanted to take a shitter.
Oh.
No. Like, how big of a shitter?
Like, it would be almost a $3,000 shitter.
Jesus.
So, at that point, you kind of go, probably
just going to get a new car.
So wait. The home equity loan goes up.
Yeah. So, back it up one last...
Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
So, to install a new bathroom or just a toilet, what were we installing there?
Oh, no. These are lines that go from the house to the alley.
Entire sewer line. Underneath, like, so from the kitchen to the back fence.
But were you getting another bathroom out of the store?
They have to. Yeah, well, they have to dig up both bathrooms.
Okay, I gotcha. But it's not like you're making an addition and it was $3,000.
Oh,
this is
no, the
plumbing for an existing bathroom.
The additional bathroom, correct, would be a little bit more to put a bathroom into the pool house that's out back. That is correct.
Because, you know, I always go through the doing that to my house, adding on a bathroom to that back bedroom and turning it into a master.
To not do it with, if you're going to do it at this point, if somebody needs $1 million, get a million one, whatever.
Right, exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
What the fuck? If you're reaching for the stars, reach.
Yeah.
But keep your feet on the ground.
Yeah,
Casey, thank you.
Just something.
Don't put them
because
on my couch.
Because at this point, you can't live long enough to pay back the debt, so you might as well just take whatever
they're
offering.
You might as well. Yeah. I just get the extra bathroom, because the older I get, the closer I need a bathroom to be. So I'm not lying.
I just was realizing the accuracy
bang,
of that
bang,
statement.
Two birds, one stone.
May have passed out on a toilet this weekend.
I can't imagine.
Wow.
Yeah. That'd be weird. Okay. That'd be weird.
Due to a lack of witnesses, we're not sure.
We're not sure. So anyway, the...
Oh, you're
very
getting messages.
Exciting, but very exciting. So now I'm just trying to figure that out. I'm trying to figure out, like, so I'm going to get the people to come out and plumb the house and take care of all of that. And then go look for a new car.
Wow.
Yeah.
And a new car.
All right.
Because it really doesn't. I mean, I've done this whole kind of back and forth. That's what the last 2 weeks have been fabulous for, to sit down and kind of go, oh my God. Because what, you know, are you going to spend the $3,000, get the car fixed? Because quite frankly, that may be what needs to happen.
Right.
Because three compared to 20.
Right.
Or 23 is a big deal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you not get that extra kind of bathroom thing? Because do you really need it?
If everybody's already digging and working.
Right. So I'd rather work a little bit harder to try to figure out how to do that.
Yeah. My house just has to stay together till Thursday. It's like, God willing, and the creek don't rise. 40 hours.
Like, you're worried about your house just completely falling apart.
Well, you just don't know. Like, that's the thing about this homeownership is it's always hanging over your head.
You don't know when.
You know, one wrong move in the bathroom or that time with my hot water heater, if that had not tilted in my direction, that could have been all the tile in my house gone in one day.
Sure.
But luckily, due to some good caulking, that story ended with just wiping up with towels and a new hot water.
It's never not funny.
I tried not to.
Exactly. It's not a good cock.
The finish, really? The finish of that story can go both ways and be applicable to both scenarios.
It's a bad cock, but a good cock. You know what I mean?
Well, there you have that. Also, I'm confused with Danielle Subaru equals no bueno, unless she just means.
I think she's sympathizing.
Sympathizing
with your situation.
Because that would. I'd be like, oh my goodness, but I love my Subaru. And yes, Anant, I do believe it's going to be another Subaru, another Forester.
In fact, are you going to take your Subaru to the Subaru people and be like, look.
Yeah. Listen.
Come on.
Listen,
how
bitch.
Many Cadillac converters do
you need? I became a woman in that backseat. That's a rating your commercial.
How many catalytic converters do you need?
Right. Yes. I became a woman in here. How much can I get for this?
The picture that you go that I just was sent.
Yeah.
We know who that is?
That's Danielle.
Danielle.
Oh, because I'm like, who are these? Because this is the picture I just got.
Oh, no, that's, help me.
I can't.
I don't
Jesus.
Know.
Jesus, Danielle's wife.
Oh, Summer.
Summer.
Oh. You. I'm like, what?
God.
Like, is it a jackal?
No,
is it a jackal?
Danielle.
Is it a jackal?
No, that's a damn lie. That's Danielle.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Sorry. I'm like, wait a minute.
And who's the young lady
did
in the beard?
Summer send it or did Danielle send it?
She seems nice.
She's the cut lady seems nice with the beard.
That's fantastic. She's an attractive woman with that cunt t-shirt on. What's happening? I love that. That's fantastic.
Doesn't seem too happy to be in that romper that she's in, I'm guessing.
Oh, my God. Let me just say that a civil war is about to break out. If I see a gay in a romper, things are going to get ugly.
Oh, well, be prepared. Yeah.
Get ready because they're coming.
Right. They are right up there with bib overalls for me. Just game enders.
Game enders?
Yeah.
Well...
Gays
and
onesies.
Said gay menders.
Yeah, gay menders.
Like, yeah, I didn't.
I don't know if they have to mend
that.
Them.
You're gonna
sure.
need mending.
I mean,
if you buy a full length, you want to take it up to about cocktail level.
You can say
level.
Nothing more than "darn it."
I just.
That's a pun. Come on,
I didn't,
darn it, mend it.
Oh,
I couldn't play along with
these
that one.
Darn socks.
Come on,
I can't think of more than two people in the world that know how to darn socks anymore.
What?
One of them's my
Why
mother.
Why you gotta be like that?
I certainly
the other one's probably my grandmother.
I'm pretty sure my mother could still darn a sock if we had to, but I just buy more on Amazon. That's how this works out.
Well, we found one thing he throws away. Socks. Well, and men.
Yeah.
Well, you have to have them to throw them away.
That's true.
It's not like they're just an abundant supply for crying out.
You don't throw on trees, mama.
This is why we're not allowed
to take vacations. You don't get an extra one with each vacuum. I'll guarantee you that, son of a gun.
Jesus, if only.
I'd hit like 11 or 14.
Childproof locks on everything.
That's the third time you spit that coffee so far.
Almost. I haven't got a complete in-through-the-nose coffee yet, but we'll get...
Like it.
The show's young. The show is early.
Yeah, there's time. There's
got
time.
Lots of times to go.
And the boxing's been going well?
Yeah. Yeah, really well.
Oh, and Ernie.
We just got done.
Little wisp of a thing.
I know. She looks fantastic.
Holy shit.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, I'm really.
She's
proud.
Half the woman she used to be.
She sure is.
Wow. And
she
what,
sure
what was? What did you say? 50 pounds?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. She looks fantastic.
I didn't realize how long I. No, I saw her at Christmas.
Yeah,
that was at your house. Oh, for Jason's Christmas party. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where there was this amount of weight that she lost, and then all of a sudden it just kind of turned a corner. Where
yeah,
it was
right.
Super
right.
noticeable and. And
is it 50 when not to take away from Ernie's story, but no. Is it 50 when Oprah brought the big she pulled the wagon out with
yeah,
the
it
fat?
Was, yeah,
it was wasn't that 50?
So.
I think it was.
Number.
But I mean, it's such a benchmark.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a number.
Yeah,
I mean, if you lose anything, that's good. But I mean, that's a lot.
And then she went and got bangs.
Huh?
Then she went and got bangs. That was like the
other. That helps?
No, I don't know. I'm just telling you. That's when people started like noticing a lot of, you know, truthfully, like just changes where it was like there's something different
yeah,
about
when
you.
Yeah, when you change your hair.
And it was funny to me because it was like.
You got bangs.
Yeah, she's disintegrating.
Well, did she thank you for the bangs?
Bangs.
You know, like, of course I can play that game.
You shot me down, bang, bang. Down to the ground. I see.
I'm just laughing at rompers are vagina climbers, and that is the fastest way to get camel toe in a man that I can think of.
Oh, I'll bet. Sure.
Fantastic.
Just unsightly.
Vagina climbers.
And yet we're going to see a lot of them.
Oh, my God, yeah.
A lot.
Well, we still
have about a month, and then
we still haven't figured out when we're
going to
do our what do we call it? Not sarong. What's the show we're going to do?
Toga party.
No.
Toga party.
Not toga.
House coat, moo. Captain.
Oh.
Captain.
I'm
Captain show.
Exceedingly good at $25,000. I get a third one, by the way.
You and Betty White.
Things that you didn't say. Things in a blender. Things I drank.
Things Mrs. Roper. Yeah. Things Mrs. Roper would wear.
Things hidden in my caftan.
All of those things.
Reasons I can't be near a preschool.
My restraining order is right here.
I carry it with me. I know. I got it laminated.
Just in case you forget that I'm following you, here's your restraining order.
Here you go.
Look, my name, your name.
That's right.
It was sealed by a judge.
Can you hold this tape measure and walk that way till it says 500 feet so we know what it's saying?
Stay there. Yeah. And then go ahead and keep the...
Yeah. Put it where you want to.
That's right.
Oh, somebody's getting messages.
I think I'll get that. I'm
very busy.
It's fun
I'm
to know.
Very busy.
Well,
I'm sorry.
The fuck is that to look for?
Nothing.
Is the Subaru guy outside?
No,
like he just
it's
got.
Ernie, that's all.
Oh, it's Ernie.
Trying to lure her away.
Is she at the Subaru dealership?
Oh God, no. No.
What are you driving? How'd you get here?
Mom's car.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Oh, is it dead? Is it totally morphed?
It's I'm still sitting at 25th Street Auto.
Oh.
Still sitting there.
We'll have a discussion after the show's over, and we'll see how we can get this worked out for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Summer, she's...
And then I got the whole...
World in your hands?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, literally, you do.
And then I literally got this whole thing wiped. Like, I had to sit there, and last time, they did not wipe everything. This time, they, like... Gone.
No, they didn't. All they did was the OS.
Right. This was gone.
Oh, just manufacture settings and start over?
They had to, because it had some sort of a something. And I thought about Aaron, because Aaron from LA was having a bunch of Apple computer kind of things, and it may be the same thing. So the guy was awesome. He just made sure. He's like, is everything backed up? He just kept asking me.
Yeah.
Pictures, is everything backed up? And I showed him. I said, I have a one terabyte thing. No, because there were still things on there. Because I said, I have a 1 terabyte thing that I bought. And I said, and then I have this because, you know, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with any of this stuff. And I went, I mean, like, I have what? Google Photos right here. And then I have that free photos thing from Amazon. So I have them all saved there. And I have them in the cloud. And the guy goes, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
he's like, I love you because you're real, like, you're
redundant.
Real ready. Right. I know. I had to get a new time machine for the backup of the computer because the time machine died. The computer's still alive, but the time machine died.
Got it. Got
so
it. The little like a CD
possibly thing, tomorrow I'm going to open up the box and do something with that, or if not, it's all saved somewhere. I don't know.
Okay,
sure. I don't
somewhere,
know.
Right?
Well, you know what I mean. It's on three different things. So if it's not on one thing, it's on the other.
So are you? Is it like brand new, 100%? You're flying. Everything's good.
Yeah. And then I had CenturyLink come out and put in a new router, so it's like whoop speed. I don't even know what I'm doing. Before I need to get something done, it's already done.
Oh, that's how I feel about mine.
Holy shit!
It's magnificent.
God. Well, good. Well, then it's a new day for you, baby.
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
And I love that Miauteca. You see, Miss, you're something. Something's doing something, Marnie. I see.
Something. Correct. That actually, that's really kind of spot on.
That is exactly how conversations with me go.
Oh, yep. Harrison, I can already see that. I think I've already got a picture of you in a romper.
I had never seen a childhood photo of Harrison ever until this weekend.
I feel like there's an adult picture of her with a romper somewhere.
I feel like Aaron can rock a romper.
It's a confident statement.
That's just me. I like it.
All right. Check her under our garments.
I think
there'll be no running. I'll tell you that much.
And now you're going to have to Google that. So I'm going to cut you off because we'll be here for 15 years. So last week I woke up my first day off for this vacation.
I thought he already talked.
No, I just said thank you for the happy birthday stuff.
It's Al. It's going to go on for 3.5 hours.
I was just, you know.
It's been a busy month.
Whatever.
Yeah.
She turned 50. She got stories. No. So woke up Thursday.
She'd like immunity also.
And I'm definitely going to plead the fifth.
Where's the tape measure?
Well, 500 feet. That's what the judge said. You have to walk that far. Because I'm staying here. Finally, so I've been having all kinds of insomnia, and finally, Wednesday night into Thursday morning, or, you know, Thursday morning into Thursday afternoon, I slept as long as I've slept in ages, and it was all part of this new getting better thing that's all of a sudden happened.
That's wild.
Wake up to Buddy Early on Facebook saying some nonsense about, where are my Book of Mormon friends, and I was just, like, blurry-eyed, And then I get a private message like, will someone answer me? I have a ticket to Book of Mormon if you just show up at Gamage. So I was like in bed. I'm like, well, let me roll over, wash something, drive to Tempe. Sure. And he had played. He had done the lottery, which you can do at the box office every day. He won the very opening night. He won the lottery. He got two front row seats, center. And the person that he had intended to share the ticket with had a prior engagement. Like Buddy said, he was going to do it like every day for the first week it was here because he had time, or a couple days in that week. And then he won right away. And the guy was like, "Well, I didn't think you'd win the first night. I made plans."
Right.
So I went, and the cast, if it's coming to a town near you, which it's coming to LA next month, is just out of their fucking minds funny. It was...
Yeah.
And this was, I think, the third or fourth time I've seen it. And I was pissing my pants. Like, it was just like the first time. Crazy, crazy, crazy good. All of them just on the money. And I really think Gamage has fixed, although there probably isn't a dead spot in the front row, which I never want to sit in the front row at Gamage again. That is way too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did for Billy Elliot. And it was very fun being there, but it was like, damn it.
Yeah.
No, the Gamage sweet spot is like 10th or 12th row center. Like, yeah. That's the place to sit.
The nice house seat.
Or front row of the mezzanine.
Yeah, I enjoy the front.
And you see too much. You can see too, but there, it takes away a lot of it.
Yeah, you get out of it because you can see backstage and stuff. But so good and such an unexpected treat that I wasn't expecting. And then we went to visit the Cat Carlson for Showtunes night at the Cobalt.
It was our friend Todd Wyckoff's
birthday. Todd's birthday, but I completely forgot it was his birthday, so I sat there and drank with him and argued about Patti LuPone with someone else and forgot to wish him a happy birthday.
Because that's what we do late on a Thursday night.
No, I was at yours?
Vaguely.
Because it was like after... he came so much later.
He was there.
He did make
a cameo appearance.
Yeah, he came a little bit later. And
I had a vague memory.
You were singing with everyone at that point.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, that just got out of... And thank you all again.
It was kind of fun.
Went to see Harrison for...
Oh, Marty, remember this? I saw that earlier. They were singing.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm out nice.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
I just can't believe... that does not convey how trashed I was.
Not even a little bit.
My wig should be
that.
Off to the side and lipstick coming down here. You know
I'll send you the entire series of pictures. Then you can figure out where you were drunk.
No. I'll go with the one that looks good.
Yeah.
Stop there.
Look that way the whole night.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it all went.
I look the same.
So, just take your shoes off, Harrison.
Yeah. Went and saw Harrison in L.A. We went and saw The Bodyguard at the Pantages, which, as I said, set your expectations at Cruise Ship Entertainment.
Yeah, we're going to that. So,
And Deborah Cox, and this was the show that I was planning on skipping, because like I said, my trip was supposed to be longer, so this was the weekend that I was not supposed to be available. It's Deborah Cox. She's phenomenal.
Okay.
Like, she can still sing, dances a little, gets it done. They've revamped the show a little bit. Yeah. So it's more about, it's not so much about the Kevin Costner character as it is about the Whitney Houston character. Because people tend to forget that Whitney Houston's a supporting player in that.
Right.
It's the story of The Bodyguard.
The Bodyguard, yeah.
And she just does a couple numbers.
He's the title role.
Yeah. But so they did a little revamping and they added like 19 songs. So it really is as close as you're probably ever going to get to a musical about Whitney Houston. That doesn't involve like crack cocaine and spousal abuse.
Bobby!
Yeah.
Right.
Bobby! So
I thought you said bye-bye, and no. I'm like, well,
Bobby.
Yes,
yeah,
too.
And then eventually bye-bye.
Whitney Houston Tourette's. Yeah. As soon as somebody says Whitney Houston three times, I have to just shriek it out. I can't help it.
Bye-bye! And then we drove down to San Diego, because in one of the programs there had been an advertisement for, at the Old Globe, The Old Man and the Old Moon, which is this charming show that I saw literally in the basement of a church, which they considered off Broadway a few years ago, and now it's... They're trying to remount it and get it going, see how far they can go with it by these graduates of Carnegie Mellon's Fine Arts, Masters of Fine Arts program. And it's puppetry, it's tricks of light, they play all the roles, they do everything without any makeup or any like real costumes, but they switch roles just with like a hat or a scarf or
that's fun.
Just by crossing their legs, they become a woman. And it was just as charming as I remembered. Some changes to the set, more of a set than before. It was less puppetry and more more sets. It was delightful. Yeah. And then gorgeous weather. We stayed at the Hilton, and I cannot give enough credit to the Hilton Resort and Spa at Mission Bay.
Laura's comment made me laugh. Did you pay? Did they give you credit for not having four walls or whatever? Because that picture that you put up of like a cabana,
yeah,
or something. And she's like, "Did you get credit for not having?"
Because that was like where people get married. It was lovely. And Harrison's friends joined us.
Harrison said that show was fantastic.
Oh, just loved it. Yeah. It was so beautiful. And it really is. It's probably a children's piece in all actuality. It would be more considered like children's theater, but there's so much heart and imagination. And the children in the audience were just loving it. Like the children in the audience were just delighted by it.
Oh, that's good.
And so hopefully that's going to get bigger and bigger and you can find it. And they've got other shows. They're called the Pigpen Theater Company. So they've got a couple other shows that they're working on. But we had her friends over at the Hilton, at the bar, and had a great time.
Good.
Imagine you at a bar having a great time.
It's weird.
Yeah. And the next day we met up with a friend of ours in Hillcrest and went to Hash House of Go-Go, because if you go to San Diego and you don't go to Hash House of Go-Go, it's really your fault. Mm-hmm. It's really your bad. And then just you know, realized the timing and drove home and had just another delay. It's just so good to finally feel better. Like that sea air was just instantly...
It's good.
Reparative. I don't know what the right word is. Healing.
Reparative, I think, is a good one.
I feel like that's the right
word. Yeah, so it was just a really fun weekend, just jam-packed, though. It was like, get up, get dressed, and then we got, like, no traffic. From L.A. to San Diego, we took the back way, and 2 hours and 30 minutes. Like, absolutely no five-hour nightmares, no sitting in long lines of traffic.
What
like,
back way? How is there a... better way.
Harrison will tell you. It's this.
Oh wait, you're already on the east side of LA, so you went down through probably Riverside and went through that way.
Yeah, everything's kind of by Riverside. You got to go through Temecula. Yeah. And you do this like nine.
But I would say you didn't go all the way to the five and take the five or the is it the five?
Yeah, no, we didn't do the five. There was too much worry about a Sunday on the five.
Got it.
Which is so funny because it's that.
I like
skit
when
from
the show devolves into my family talking about directions. Right. Well, how did you go over the mountain?
Well, we'll just put the map up again. Goddammit.
Well, remember there was that skit on Saturday Night Live that was so funny. Santa Barbara.
Oh my God, yes.
Which way? I'm not sure which way you went.
Well, we went off the map all the way this way to avoid traffic. All the
were
way
you in? Were you in further?
Yeah, we were further south.
Further south, Los Angeles. Yes.
Yeah, and that SNL skit is very funny.
Yeah. So it really was a busy weekend, but so much fun. And again, making smart drink choices, so no hangover.
Very nice.
Well, there was a chance to like get a room that had a fire pit outside, and we were like, "Oh, that sounds charming." And I'm like, seriously, with all my allergies and problems with asthma, I do not want to sit in front of
and
a smoky
outside,
fire.
Right.
Oh, sure.
Well, then we get drunk and we realize that they provide you with a cord of wood, lighter fluid, and there's fire pits on the beach right outside our room. So we're like, well, fuck it. They either want us to burn down the hotel or they want us to build a fire in that pit.
But asthma
they
gave be us, damned.
They gave right. us everything. And it was so windy, it took forever to start. And it was like charming for like 35 seconds because, you know... Then we had to put out the fire, which took longer than the fire burned.
Sure.
It was charming and delightful to be there on the harbor across from, I think it's Fiesta Island, and just, it was stunning. It was just ridiculously, ridiculously beautiful there. And I'm like, why do we not go here every other weekend? Like, what is the reason to...
Just San Diego, period.
Live in a hot box and not go to the 75-degree place with beautiful breezes? Like, unbelievable.
I have a play question. Musical question, maybe.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime?
Straight play. But
it's
I think
not
it has
musical.
Some. Yeah, I think it has. Okay. I do think it has some music in it, though, if I'm not mistaken.
Something
it's
to go
kind
see,
of like,
not to go
sure.
see.
Oh, yeah.
Won 5 Tonys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
just
pretty...
pull that out of your ass? What? How do you just
Listen,
know that?
The things that are in my ass, Clayton. Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, okay, let's step that down
anyway,
a little bit.
Anyway, we're going to back that up.
So.
Pull around
and
out of my hat.
I'm going to try and get tickets for the day that she's going.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I have Sunday night.
That's the curious
And stand
thing?
By to that, because I may just have a ticket.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me know.
I may have a childcare conflict, and poor Sharon may get the heave-ho.
Voted off the island, yeah.
No, voted off the island. Wow.
It's something I was trying to work out in L.A. and New York, and I haven't been able to, and I came here, and I'm like, all right, we got to get that on the schedule.
Oh, okay. So, yes.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, let me talk to her. When do you leave Thursday?
Like 12:30.
Okay. Text me tomorrow night and, like, kind of poke me to have that conversation so I can figure it out before you go.
Okay,
and,
perfect.
And yeah. A silly question about that, though. Is that something that, because all I know is that there's something about killing a dog. Is that something Aaron's going to have a hard time with? Hey, just let it go. I have to ask.
I don't know that.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the story very well either. I know that it's not a musical as far as like a Tony category goes. If there's music, awesome, because otherwise it'd be really
quiet. Yeah, right. Exactly. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but it was on my, oh my God, I'm so excited that's coming list from last season. Okay. So
great. Thank you.
I'm always afraid to look at plot synopses because I feel I don't want to.
I'm going to guess it halfway through.
We went to An American in Paris, and that was just to kill me now. Like, oh my God.
Well, I told you it was ballet.
Yeah, I know you did. You really did, and you warned that you did this whole thing, but it wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. And what would have been really exciting is if someone said, turn on the lights really fast. And if they hadn't, everyone would have been like, because you would have seen people fly up in the air scared to death because people were around me snoring, sleeping. It was the start of
it. Aw, I thought it was lovely.
Oh, I thought it was awful. Just awful.
Oh, sure.
It is interpretive dance. Like, there's no story there. But it's just, to me, it's just the movie.
And
is,
it was the story. It, like, all of it was just, it was awful to me. But I was like,
my friends in Connecticut
God.
Couldn't stand it either. They were
But I mean, to each their own. But it just was like, ah. And that was me, Mark, Aaron.
But you have to warn people you're going to see a ballet.
Yes. Like, but I thought it was like this piece of ballet. That's
no,
all.
3 hours of ballet.
It's a lot of fucking ballet.
And it's not short.
Yeah,
they tap
like,
too.
Is this the Nutcracker? What the fuck is happening right now?
There was
now?
A tap
I don't
number.
Know what's happening.
But it is in the spirit of, as told through dance.
It's fucking terrifying. Anyway, digress.
And you, what have you been up to besides discovering raisins?
Well, I recovered.
They're almost like grapes.
I was going to rehydrate these later. Well, you know, the biggest thing is, and if you've never had food poisoning, I don't recommend it. I'm not a real big advocate of it. It's amazing how much energy that takes out of you. I mean, I've had sinus issues. I've had various other ailments here and there through life, but my God, it just exhausts you. Yeah. And it takes even like by Thursday of this past week, Thursday, I had gone to, I called mom when I had left the house and I was on the way to a client's and I'm like, I feel great. I'm out. I'm back. You know, it's all good. You can breathe good, fresh air outside. Everything's all well and good. But then I got tired like in like 45 minutes. Like I was exhausted already. And it took another couple days of really sleeping, like deep, crazy sleep to finally get those batteries recharged. It just takes a lot out of you. So you know, there was that.
Did you trace back the culprits? Like, where should we not eat in the future?
It's not. I think it was a. I think it's a one-time thing because I've eaten there several times and never ever once had an issue.
Was it the taco truck?
So no, it was not the taco truck. No, I've never. Actually, I've never had an issue there with that with the old taco truck.
I know.
But no. So we're gonna give them some time to maybe run through a couple good cleaning cycles.
Yeah.
Make sure the fajitas are new or fresh or whatever the fuck, and then we'll move on for that.
Fair enough.
So I don't want to call them out because they're a good.
No, and I'm saying I've been eating there for years.
They're good people and it's a great place. So I don't know. So anyway, recovered from that, and it's been the weather. We've had a couple days where it's gotten warm, and we've gotten to the point. At least I have. You all may have reached your own level of this at some. We're now at the point where you no longer get cold water out of any faucet ever in your house. Period. It's just everything's hot as fuck. Until it runs through enough to finally get the cold water that comes from the ground somewhere.
Yeah.
And then you finally, because otherwise, it's just hot as fuck, everything. Every tap you turn on is just fucking hot water. So that's exciting because then you just stand there and you have to wait for shit. But the upside is I can virtually just turn the goddamn hot water heater off for the summer. Might as well. There's no reason to need that son of a bitch.
I always love when people are like, oh, don't you want to wash your clothes in warm water? It's Arizona.
Right. It comes
any
out.
Any button I hit there is
starts
warm water.
Water.
Yeah.
Right. Sure. Anyone. Even so tap true. Cold. Just
yeah.
Fucking hot.
Well, that's what I say. I do tap cold all the time. Yeah. I'm like, put your hand in there.
Yeah.
There'll be at least two ouches before you get it out.
So the other thing was, again, because I had to miss Mother's Day because your birthday was that Saturday night. And then the next day is when I could tell though when I got to the cobalt on that night, I'm like, I just didn't feel right. And I wasn't sure exactly. But I partook and had fun, and you know, we ate the cakes and so forth. But I already knew something was coming.
Oh, and adding all that sugar too.
And I only had one piece, piece of that. I didn't, because that's a lot of sugar. You're right. So anywho, I missed all of Mother's Day. I had to cancel on Mom and don't do that whole thing. So I went up this past weekend, and finally we got her yard has never been this tall ever. Like a couple weeds in her yard were literally coming up to my shoulders.
Oh,
like they,
wow.
Yeah, like there were just a couple. But so we got it all mowed, and pool's backwashed. She's all clean. Everything's good. So
she's clean. I'm sure your mother was waiting.
We got everything all back in order up there. So that's all well and good. And that always feels good to me to get everything. Because, you know, everything's kind of got a routine to it, and you take care of this, that, and the other. But when you're down, fuck it. Everything can go to hell. I don't really give a shit. So getting everything back up and going is always a good thing. Oh, so happy
absolutely.
About that.
So glad you feel better.
And well, we all are. Like I said, you weren't doing good last week either, so it was good for us to. And by the way, programming note for those of you listening, we are taking off the entire month of July, but we're planning this.
Right on purpose. Yes.
We are taking off the entire month of July. So if you're listening to this now in the middle of July, you'll know that we are taking off. I'm actually going to pre-record some liners that will go in between the shows to let everybody know that we're not going to be live for that month. so anyway, everything else is going going well. Seemingly everything else. I'm still not. I'm still trying to figure out if I can get rid of my cats or not without having grave concern to everybody involved. Okay. I'm not sure if I can do that or not.
All right.
If I can just surrender them, it's a good thing that I never had children.
Yeah.
Really. Well,
are you
trying
to give them away?
Oh, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could, with good conscience, give the cat, at least one of them. Could I give it away to somebody? No, it's like selling a vehicle that,
I was just going to say, you can't give up vacuum cleaners. I can't imagine how you do with a cat.
Oh, it's a lot easier because this guy, one of the cats pees on everything. I mean, if you peed on everything, I wouldn't have you over either.
That's fair.
Yeah. That seems like, feels like a good rule.
Yeah. Well, I sleep on toilets.
Well, once a year. Once every 50 years. Who cares?
Sure. Oh, my God.
An exhausting journey to the bathroom. So I figured, why not stay here? You're coming back.
But otherwise, everything else, the weather has been nice. Even though we're getting to the warmer weather, it's just been beautiful fucking weather still. The nights are gorgeous. It's still lovely walking, riding, bike weather at this point. But we're getting ready to get to the blast furnace, where even at midnight,
countdown is
progressing. It's 98 degrees.
It was awfully warm this afternoon when I picked the kids up. I was
I rode my bike to get my pedicure and manicure today. So I was
good.
I was able to be on a bike at 4 p.m. without any great
we managed to do that. You and I have always done that for years. Yeah. We do that in the summertime. But it's not like one day it's 60 and the next day it's 115. You do get that gradual tolerance to build up to it. But then again, at some point we probably will stop doing that.
Yeah.
But
but that's where this is the time of year where you have that balance. Where you're
right. We had a beautiful winter.
Right.
You wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden we got to deal with this. And I'm sure there are other people in the chat room or others who aren't maybe currently in the chat room who listen to us from around the world who I'm not bitching. I say the fact that we have hot water out of every single tap you touch. I get that some places don't have water or taps at all.
Yeah.
So we are blessed from the standpoint of that. We've got that. But in Arizona, we finally get to that point where we have a few months out of the year. Everything is hot. Everything.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what.
No, it doesn't.
And it's the countdown to July 4th. I'm good.
Right.
But you just look at the calendar and you know July 3rd, as it creaks into July 4th, is just going to be the shittiest weather you could ever imagine.
Hottest fucking weather.
It's going to be hot as fucking humid.
And then we're
going to
go July,
and then there's
August,
a dust
September.
Storm and then they're going to hit you with like all this humidity for a storm that never shows up. So you just sit there sweating, looking at thunder and lightning.
And then we got 3 or 4 solid months of just this until we get to the end of September, first week or so of October. And then it'll finally break.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I have a pool.
It beats shoveling snow.
In fact, Mom might be getting in her pool for the first time this weekend because we were talking. She's gotten in it like up to her knees so far.
Yeah, I've been doing that.
But we were talking about the fact that because of the weather this week being into the hundreds, it will probably warm it right up and she'll be good. So there's that. Yeah. Summer, what native Tulsa? Okay, I'm not sure what that is. Something about Tulsa. I saw the word Tulsa, and I had immediately had to look because of, you know, living there.
Well, yeah. There was a thing about me being a biking bad at biking badass, but everybody read it as a bikini badass, and that ain't happening.
I was startled to say.
Oh, the money I'd pay. Right? Like, see, Alan is romper, and then he takes the romper off and exposes a lovely two-piece.
Mm-hmm. That seems unlikely.
Well, if that ever That's happens, great. Call Scotty Kirby, because that needs to be a photo.
That needs to be. Sorry. Right. Somebody, somewhere, there's that. All right, kids, well, we're going to take this little break, come back. Al's going to give us a drinking word. Then we got headlines for the first time in 2 weeks.
It's enough for today. Spicy's going to go bye-bye right now. I need a big boy nap.
You're listening to Hugh Talk America.
If you think it sucked so far, just wait till after this 30-second dance break.
This is the Hugh Talk America Radio Network. And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but... If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
We're just going to go with coconut cups.
That's legit.
What? Where did that come from?
I was describing my bikini in the chat room.
Oh, my God. And this picture that you just sent me, Al, the explanation that's coming later on in the show is going to be priceless, I'm sure.
Oh no, that's the biker guy. That's Tulsa the biker native.
Oh, I'm supposed to show that now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I want to see
biker
him
fox. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize this was a... Hang on. Oh, whoops. Hang on. Wrong. Oh, I hate when I do that. Hang on.
And then click this over here.
Yeah, well, that's what...
Swipe at the click.
There's so many things that have to happen to make this match. Okay, this guy's who?
Biker Fox.
Biker Fox.
Biker Fox. He's a native Tulsan. And God loves
like
him.
Bicycle.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought Biker Fox, I thought we were going to see like a leather jacket and a Harley.
Yeah, me too. Right.
Not in those yellow yoga pants.
You see a sweet hog, but no.
Well,
if he turns a little bit more this way, you'll see a sweet hog.
I don't know.
Or his coconut cups.
Something.
It could go,
you don't know.
Could go either way.
Wow, I'm not
Oscar
sure.
Oscar Mayer Wiener. Yeah. I don't know if I'd call it a sweet hog.
I used to wish I was an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Sure. You do. Anywho, Ryer, you think we're ready to do this?
No. But yes.
Yeah.
Well, you've got your fucking computer fixed.
I know, but it was honest to God updating that entire time that we were sitting
here.
So
Christ.
I'm good now. No, it's on. I'm good.
Let's
hope.
It's
exciting.
Oh, it's exciting. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I think if we take this show national, how are we going to get through that? My God.
I'm going to get a different
Here we
computer.
Go, boys and girls. Good luck. Hide your wigs and keys. It's time for headlines. It's a Tuesday night. It's the 23rd of May, 2017. Oh, man declared dead for 29 years, brought back to life.
We love boozy ice cream.
Douchebag in Missouri.
New gay slang.
Ducks are people too.
Banned Arizona license plates.
Do not poop in my yard.
Animal shelter writes a badass review.
Also, I want my money back for that crack I bought. These and more comments, stories, and everything else coming up right now. It's Hugh Talk America. It's headlines. It's a Tuesday night, and you're stuck here.
With coconut cups.
I think that should be your new nickname.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Listen
to coconut cups. We'll just call you CeCe for short.
Remember when Margaret Cho would talk about what town is it that has the bar called CC Blooms? And she's like, there couldn't be a gayer name for a bar if unless it was like Takes It Up the Ass Charlie's. But I just love when she goes off about that. Go iron your romper, Harrison. That's hysterical.
Well, a U.S. senator from Minnesota, Marnie, has helped a man rectify his struggle with the IRS, which declared him dead some 29 years ago. Our friend and personal who's on TV all the time, Amy Klobuchar, managed to reverse the false declaration, and the government now recognizes that a gentleman named Adam Ronning is indeed alive and well. She says, quote, this was an absurd situation. The senator said in a statement, the constituent was declared dead by the government when he wasn't.
But I think the Constitution has recently been declared dead, too.
Parts of. It's lawyering up as well.
Every day.
She says it doesn't get much worse than that. Come to find out, a 60 Minutes investigation back in 2015 found that approximately 9,000 living Americans are erroneously declared dead each year, representing an error rate of about one-third of 1% of new names added to the government's death master file. The false declaration in Mr. Ronning's case was initially made when he was only 4 years old. And as an adult, he's always paid his taxes, but either only got half of his return back or none at all since 2009. It's insulting, it's shocking, it's frustrating, Ronnie said. I'd call and they were like, let's give him the on-hold monster, he said. Ronning said the government owes him approximately $20,000 in tax refunds. He said that money will definitely come, will have somewhere to go. You've got to support a family. He said there's going to be more diapers and making sure our cars keep working. Just keep on keeping on, he said. Apparently, a spokesperson for Klobuchar said such cases like this are rare. Can you imagine all of a sudden you go to apply for anything, period?
Right.
Credit, a house, a car, a job, in your... Sir, we regret to inform you.
Well, Coconut Cups here has a story.
You're dead.
Right.
Live from Coconut Cups. Because I shared my name with my father, that our credit scores were mixed up for a while, which is how as a youngster I had amazing credit, was because like a couple cars from the 70s got put on my credit when I was like
a kid,
10 years old.
Right.
And they never came off. That's how I got the granddaddy of credit cards, the Sears card, right away. And we didn't have to untangle it until my father died, and then I was coming up as deceased. Because there was a mix-up, so I had to get it started and had to start using the W and the Roman numeral 2 and everything, and like clearly saying what I am on who I was. And we had to literally kill off the one name and put that away and get all the credit sent to the other. And there's still like one car on my credit report from years ago that I just
Nothing to do with.
Nothing to do with, but it's on mine. So that it is something to watch out for when you name your children after yourself. If you do that, like there is credits can get mixed up, and especially since Social Security cards got kind of wonky there for a little bit. Like you could work without a Social Security card for a long time, so. Right. My sisters and I's Social Security numbers are almost consecutive because we got them all at the same time. By the time I came along, it was like he needs a Social Security card because they had to start establishing my identity. And then they just got my sisters at the same time. They're like, well, we're bringing one kid down, bring the whole troop down.
Yeah, that must have been a thing because my sisters and mine are almost consecutive too.
Yeah, it's a strange thing.
Because they applied for ours at the same time. Like I was already 4 years old before they... registered me with the government or whatever.
Yeah, and there was just a point where I guess it became a thing, like everybody get in on the Social Security thing. So I could have been part of it too, is I don't know when I got a Social, I don't know when that was.
I don't remember mine either.
But just how that all came to be and mix it all up. So it's you got to be careful with sharing a name with someone. And it was easy with me because I knew the person with that name, but if it was someone that you didn't know, like if you had a common name, like, you know, Margarine Tambourine over here.
Wow.
Well, I felt you needed a last name.
Apparently.
Well, it's a good one. I like it.
If
you have a common name like that.
Correct.
Not the specific story that I just read, but I did happen to see the 60 Minutes story that they did on this. And one of the things that happens is because human error, clerical errors are just simply made by government employees as they're doing whatever the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with shared name, has nothing to do with anything. They just happen to hit the wrong keystroke and kill you, literally
Yeah.
kill you
online. And then once it's done, like it's just massively difficult to unravel.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's what that was. And luckily it was before, it was just as the whole world was going all onto computers. So it was a little bit easier to unpluck, but I think if it had happened like 5 years later, so when everybody was off, you know, paper, that then it would have just been a bigger nightmare. Mm. But it did take, because it came with buying something with buying my house or refinancing my house or something back then.
Oh, popped up then, pretty good. Well, and you just went through that again. You just went through a refi.
Yeah, but still, luckily now my credit got is all fixed and everybody's happy. I know
if there was something else that popped up in your little world.
So, good times. Anywho.
Well, we had spoken about how hot it is. So, to have some ice cream is always a delight.
Sure. Yeah, after 105, right? It's part of any diet.
It's also melted. But you don't really care, maybe, if you're going to introduce some tipsy scoop into the equation.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a picture for tipsy scoop, I don't
just
think.
I don't believe so, but I can send you
one. Well, I'll look my all own right. self.
So, not all heroes wear capes. Some serve boozy ice cream with enough alcohol content to get you buzzed.
Amen.
Such a thing exists, and you can find it at Tipsy Scoop. It's a new ice cream in New York City. So, guess who's going to New York? I'm getting on a plane. Melissa Tavs is the mastermind behind the Sweet Shop and began experimenting with the idea of alcohol-infused ice cream when she'd returned home from her job as a publicist for liquor brands. Eventually, she locked down her recipe and concept, and Tipsy Scoop started as a catering company and wholesale retailer in 2014 out of East Harlem, New York. Now, due to its popularity, Tavs finally decided to open a brick-and-mortar shop. People were coming all the way to East Harlem to try the Tipsy Scoop. We were in hairnets making ice cream, so that's when we realized we needed a store. On the menu, you'll find ice cream inspired by some of your favorite cocktails, like strawberry sangria sorbet, which really doesn't sound bad at all.
There's their logo. Liquor-infused ice cream.
Look at that.
Yeah, what was that?
I love how it's dripping into a martini.
Yeah, say that last one again.
Strawberry sangria sorbet.
Sure.
Shut up.
I feel like it's going to taste like a lovely cold Merlot.
Or mango margarita. I'm not a big fan of the mango, but I'm sure.
I do enjoy a mango. See? That could be another one of your names.
And I like a margarita.
Margarine,
I mean, she's sitting
tambourine.
Right there.
Careful, coconut cups.
That's right. That's right, coconut cups. Shut it. Red velvet martini or tequila Mexican hot chocolate. That's the one Clayton will have. And yes, the flavors are as good as they sound.
Why you have to pick on me?
I don't know. The best part about Tipsy Scoop is that it doesn't just taste like a cocktail or your favorite liquor, but all flavors are just below 5%. Think of a light beer. So you can actually get tipsy off of them. But please enjoy it in moderation. Since the ice cream actually contains liquor, you have to be over 21 to purchase it, though the menu offers virgin options.
Oh, fuck that. That's just ice cream.
At the Barler, I love that, the Barler.
Oh.
The ice cream Barler.
You'll find shot glasses rimmed with sprinkles, filled with ice cream, and served with an ice
cream. Anytime there's rimming, I think.
And served with an ice cream.
Want to rim
flight.
Me sprinkles?
Oh, my God. That was your birthday.
It's
weekend,
me, coconut cup.
I was trying to work that in.
See how well this all.
The show is taking it.
Hi,
is this sprinkles? Hi, sprinkles. It's coconut cups. Yes. How are you? Would you like to come over and rim?
Yeah, right. God, I got some tequila mockingbird chocolate. What'd you call it?
Tequila Mexican something.
Tequila mockingbird chocolate.
Just long Story's distance sprinkles?
Yeah, exactly. Can you do it from 500 feet away?
I'm going to need some FaceTime. Your face. I'm going to tell you where I want your face.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Dirty, dirty people.
Anyway.
I don't know who encourages this behavior.
I don't either.
What are we talking about?
Rimming.
Again
with the rimming.
Near
every third journey. Show. Salty or sweet? Like what's happening here? Every third show. It's a good point. Every third week, we don't talk about rimming. This shop also offers... Well, we take the day off.
Because we're cycling. Yeah.
Because Jesus.
Because Jesus, yes.
The shop also offers boozy ice cream sandwiches.
Shut up.
And cone bowls.
No cone bowls.
I used to date him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like a news reporter. Now we go to Cone Bowls live at
coconut
the interstate.
Coconut cream over here.
Coconut cups.
See, whatever. Coconut cups and Cone Bowl are going out this weekend.
Chlamydia Sprinkles. That's a good drag name,
too. Oh, yes. Wow.
She spreads sunshine all over the place.
Oh, boy.
Go live to Trisha Takamawa, who is talking to Chlamydia Sprinkles.
And now to a midget with chlamydia.
Why you gotta pick up the subject?
Because it's easy.
That's true. I'm just telling you. We gotta go to New York and go to this place. I think it'd be dangerous, and I like that. I think that would be fantastic.
I think we're gonna get kicked out.
Sprinkle me silly, it says in one of their pictures. Sprinkle me silly.
Sure it does.
Spank my ass and sprinkle me silly.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, maybe. Maybe that's what it says. You don't know. You can't prove it. So.
Wow.
The end.
Mm. People tune in and listen to this?
Come join our table.
That tastes like real coconut.
I'm going. Well, huh.
Handy. They put it in a cup.
Yeah. Your rim tastes salty.
So nice. Mm.
I'll take a black cone with one arm.
Because I like your dusty muffin.
Good times. There has been a cherry in that.
I wonder if Al would like a black cone with one arm.
just as the server.
There hasn't been a cherry in my muffin since 1937.
Maybe like Waffles.
Yeah.
Wasn't that his name? Waffles?
Waffle cone? Waffles. Who? Waffles?
It's his birthday.
We did call you Waffles that
night. No, the singer.
Oh, that's right. The black guy that was singing. Who was
oh my God,
party
he was
all
so
night long.
Hot.
I still think he was a straight guy who was locked in a gay bar because of his friends.
I don't care how it happened.
No, you didn't care.
The judge didn't ask me to read the restraining order. He just issued it. Oh my God, I forgot about how hot Waffle was.
For real coconut cups?
Oh, God.
Oh, Cece.
Oh, Cece.
Yeah. You're so silly, Cece.
Oh, my God. But yeah, that was, he really sang that song, your favorite song,
if you're
all
hot,
night long.
Yeah, if you're hot enough to make all night, parenthetically.
Parenthetically.
Work. Jesus.
I'm just looking because apparently some grocers carry Tipsy Scoop around the country. I'm going to
road trip.
I'm investigating.
Single Girl Safeway have that? I'm not sure.
Might be here. We don't know.
Moving on with other stories that mean so much more to us. Rick Bratton. Has anybody heard of Rick Bratton?
Nope.
Well, or Bratton. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Well, this douche nozzle is, he's from my home state of Missouri. He's a state representative from Harrisonville, Missouri. He seems pretty certain about one thing, and this is how he represents it. Homosexuality and humanity are incompatible.
Oh, the humanity.
Oh, the humanity.
He says, when you look at the tenets of religion, the Bible, the Quran, and other religions, there is a distinction between homosexuality and just being a human being, he says. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The statement made on the Missouri House floor was deplorable. It betrayed a stunning lack of understanding of theology and self-government. The Constitution protects all Americans from the tyranny of any single faith-based approach to secular law. We all know that. We asked Representative Bratton, to explain his statement, but he did not return a phone call to the office. It's not the first time that state Britain has tripped over the Constitution. He has sought for equal footing for teaching creationism in public schools. He proposed requiring the father's consent before an abortion, except in cases of our favorite word, legitimate rape.
Sure.
He also suggested that college football players who refuse to play for political reasons, well, they should just lose their entire scholarships. He's a real dickwad.
Oh, yeah.
And he's one of these people, if you sign, he's just that blonde hair, blue-eyed, big smile, you can just tell.
Douche nozzle,
right,
yeah.
He completely is. But he thinks everybody...
Probably a date rapist in college and high school, yeah.
Probably so. And in fact, one of those people that he's like, sir, can we go through your phone? Oh, no, don't swipe right. Whatever you do, don't swipe right. Because everything in his phone is gay porn and other perversion.
Don't follow me into the men's room.
Right. Mm. Even though I have a wide stance and I'm going to touch your foot inappropriately.
Well, something.
For God's sakes. Anywho, that's my little story about that.
Well, as it turns out, he was making that speech, trying to make some horrible amendment to a bill that ended up passing that makes it more difficult for people to sue for discrimination. So, listen,
people. I just love how all these people who think it's, again, the white world people kill me. And I'm speaking as a white man. I just, it cracks me up that everybody, all these people think it's just a white America, and that the discrimination things that they come up with, or excuse me, the reasons that you can't come back at somebody for discrimination. Well, nobody's going to discriminate against you, douche nozzle.
Right.
You're a blonde-haired, blue-eyed American guy who lives in fucking Missouri, who has a perfect little marriage and your 2.3 kids or whatever the hell it is.
And nothing's discrimination to them except for when someone tells them they can't discriminate against you.
Right, exactly.
If they can't hit you with the Bible, then they're there.
Then that we're infringing against on their rights.
Yeah.
Not for me to just pee in whatever fucking restroom I need to.
It's a weapon, Hillary Faye.
He drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. Another reason I'm glad to have moved out of Missouri to get the education that I have, being in the lovely conservative state of Arizona. But at least I've been around you fine people, so I've gotten a little bit of intellect and diversity in my.
That's so nice of you to say.
Yeah, well, it's a young man like you that's really shown me a lot, Kat Carlson.
That's what I'm here to do, my friend. I'm here for you. That's
fantastic. Continue on, Ms. Ryer.
Well, I just sent you something, Clayton. I'm not sure. But it's something for not right now, just for...
Well, okay, well, I've got the cat ready for you. Well,
you're going to go down this here street, and you're going to see a red barn. Don't turn there. Keep on going.
Do not turn in there, whatever you do.
So there were some banned Arizona license plates, and it just cracked me up. Some of the stuff that... Because sometimes when you're driving down the street and you see a license plate, you think, I don't know how that got passed. You know, like you take a picture of it and
First of all, what do you think that says?
Yeah, that exactly.
Oh, right? That's another thing. I did get my license plates.
I know that looked fantastic. They look fantastic. So there were a few though that they said, no, we're not going to allow those. And some of them, meh, but some of them I thought were pretty cute. They have goose it. Oh my fucking god, move. OMFG, MOV. It was very cute. Pie hole. Of course, that one. No, you cannot. You cannot have that.
I hope that was the owner of Fired Pie.
That'd be great.
Does he have a hole?
I don't know. He's got to shut it, though.
Shut it! Shut your hole!
Nailed it. They apparently didn't approve of that. Oh. Fairy, they said no to.
Wait, E-R-R-Y or A-I-R-Y?
It is F-A-I-R-Y.
Oh, damn it. That's
said no.
You know,
discrimination right there.
Traditional spelling.
Right.
But I have to stop you at pie hole because the pie hole chain that's in California is delicious. So I would recommend tipsy ice cream on top of pie hole pie.
We should put them together.
We went there for dinner the other night and it is delicious.
I think we should recommend to
you wind tipsy, up with the tipsy hole.
Oh, well. Oh,
well.
That's a whole other date.
And then
we're going to go right into a rimming story. Who's got it? But
the problem with that is if you got a tipsy hole, you cannot have consensual because you can't agree to it.
Yeah,
not it's illegitimate then.
Yeah. Illegitimate, right.
Not legitimate. There's one on here that that I think that I know the reason they said no. It's IH8U.
I hate you.
I hate you.
Yeah. I think I know why they you can't have that one, apparently.
Yeah, that's kind of tacky.
I know, right?
I'd really rather someone have
because
that.
Because I think that
it goes back to what we've said before. Yeah. If you're going to discriminate, just put a shingle out that says that I want to know up front.
But I think that it might have been either like a husband and wife team, a wife and wife team, a husband and husband team. I hate you too is the second one that's on here, which I thought was fabulous. I think that's fantastic.
I hope they were getting divorced because that's even funnier.
Yeah.
The idea of driving with a license plate that says more beer, maybe, is not.
Well, what if you own a brewery called More Brewery?
Maybe. And they could probably push that, but
no.
I think if your last name was Moore.
Sure.
And you own Moore Brewery, and you submitted it, and that was your description, I think they would let that go.
Right. I think it would be a little bit different.
If your name is John Doe, and you say, I want a place that has more beer, they're probably going to be like, listen.
And you're filling out the thing, and you're like, how do you spell more beer?
How do you spell R-O-L-I-I-D-S?
Some of these, though, I thought were cute, and so I don't understand why, because they have a scooch.
If you're having a drink, why not drive next to the guy who's got more beer for a license plate? Because they're going to pull him over first.
That's true.
You would think.
Well,
Scooch. I think. I think wrong with Scooch.
I don't either. Or Azzman.
Ass man.
Ass man. I think that's cute.
All right.
But it could be just an Arizona man, you know, with a tired Arizona guy. I don't know. Wiener dog. I don't see anything wrong with that. W-E-I-N-R-D-G. Wiener dog. It's cute.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I grew up with wieners. I mean, dogs.
Goober. What's wrong with Goober? What if that's your nickname?
Nothing's wrong with Goober.
I know. But these are
There's a candy called Goobers.
Right? Nope. Okay. Which made me think of Bag of Nope, which made me laugh. But it's like, and then like 40. Well, it's actually 3 O's and 1 0, but nope. Why not? I think that these are getting a little. Screw you. Maybe. That one's a bad one.
I get
maybe
that, yeah.
They take that as a.
That kind of falls in the category.
Flash
of
me.
Yeah.
Maybe. Goomba.
Goomba?
I love that word.
I think that's fine. And see, who cares?
I didn't know there were enough Italians in the state of Arizona to even.
Gassy?
Put Goomba.
Why can't you have Gassy?
Wrong crowd.
Wrong crowd, right? I just don't. Hate U of A. I think that is a brilliant license.
Of course
plate.
You do.
I think it's brilliant. Anyway, I just thought that. The next one I do not like.
I have to object to that one because that is where I work for U of A now.
The next one, then you'll be fine with. It says ASU SUX. So fine. There's a balance, but I'm offended by that one.
These were all Arizona submissions?
Yeah. Okay. Candyman, barf. I mean, like, I just.
Candyman.
It was
what
weird.
The hell? Why couldn't you have Candyman?
Why now, was it a reference? White windowless van?
Like, huh?
You're right. Drugs. What exactly cut?
Oh,
Candyman,
yeah.
Sure.
I'm thinking Sammy Davis Jr. Sure. I mean, I guess.
Who was singing about drugs?
Now, maybe if you're a black guy with one eye and you submit.
Singing
to,
about drugs.
If you request
well,
that plate, they'll give it to
what
you.
What if we got Al Coconut Cups? That's all I'm asking.
Old
you don't
CC.
Know.
I say we apply.
Old perv. That fucking baby.
Wow.
You I'm not
you looking at
him
me or did it get rejected?
How it got rejected.
Two things.
Well, there, Margarine Tambourine.
Stop calling me names, old perv.
What route did you take to that?
Old perv CC.
But I mean, can you imagine? You got the
took
old
the back
car.
Route to the old perv.
I like it. Anyway, wow. I just thought, I thought that there were some things in old fart.
Still looking at you.
Wait, that's yeah. That went below the. That went into the logo.
I pass gas. I'm not saying I am saying, but I
now see.
I
think
ridiculous.
I pass gas. I think that would be funny on an electric car.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
Because
there you go.
You're literally passing.
Sure. Sure.
You don't need it.
Yeah.
I love. I hate B of A. That's funny. Grow a pair.
See, that's funny.
Licky
plate. I'll tell you the story.
I ate a baby. I mean, I get that. Yeah, I don't. I can see why that would have been gone.
Oh, and
Baller.
You know what? IMRU2 was, there was one in Arizona for many years.
Yeah.
IMRU2, but I like the IMRU1 too. I used to know whose license plate that was here in Phoenix.
I think I remember saying that. I mean, I think I knew who that was, too.
It was around for years. Carlton would probably remember.
Now, let me tell you a little personalized license plate story. And I know my mom, if she's listening,
driving
remembers this story. And it had to do with her mother. Years ago, right at a high school, I drove a 78 Lincoln Town car. And it was 6 inches longer than my grandparents' Cadillac. It was a very large car. And I loved that car completely. And everybody that I say, like, I couldn't drive that car. It's too big. It's too long. How do you park it? How do you maneuver this car? And I never thought about it. I was always just used to driving larger vehicles. So I could move that fucking car anywhere I needed to. So I thought it would be funny to get a personalized license plate for it. Oh, here you go. There you go, Mom. So the personalized license plate I got, and I never said anything to anybody. I just got the plates and brought it home, pulled it in the garage, and Grandma sees it. And the plate was the number 2LNG-4U. Too long for you.
Oh, no.
So I got that on the car, and I rolled home. And again, I don't think anything of it. I pulled it in the garage.
Is there an uncomfortable cord I can pull?
I sit there, and Grandma comes out, and she sees it, and she looks at that. And she goes, why did you put that on the car? And I'm like, well, because the car's so big. I mean, it's too long for me. She goes, well, that's not what they're going to think.
No.
I changed it quickly there.
Yeah.
I got other plates. Like within a month or so, I got other plates or so for that.
And I could just see you like having it dawn on you like, oh, my God.
It totally did.
Yeah.
totally did. I had no, there was no ulterior motive to those plates. But the funny thing is, when my mom's mom saw those plates, she knew exactly.
I think that's fantastic. And that would be the
listen,
embarrassing
lady
part.
Boy. Like, yeah, right? First off, put it back in your pants.
Oh my God, I'm loving that. Jenny, my grandparents had a big old 60-something green caddy. We called it the pickle. I like that. Bringing the pickle in.
We had green Oldsmobile 98 that went from here to the next store. It was longer than a station wagon. It just went on for days.
Was that the thing that you were talking? You sat in the back where
the way back.
Right,
oh
right.
No. It just had a back seat. It was just the even
a
bigger than a Delta 88.
Okay,
but like, and when we traveled, me and my sister could each sleep in a wheel well. You know, the footwell behind each of our parents. Sure. And then our big sister, she had the whole
back seat.
Okay.
And we would be, in a car accident, we'd all be dead because we'd be sucked underneath right, there. Although, right. What was going to hit us that was going to make that happen?
Yep. Literally nothing.
Herd of moose, deer. Maybe. Yeah. But it was so funny that the three of us could be comfortably in, and I would fit in that footwell. Sure. And it was perfectly comfortable. Like, we never complained, and we would drive all the way to North Carolina and shit. Oh. And be like, it's spacious.
You can walk around
like
back
all
there.
All of our luggage and a cooler that was packed by my family, so you know.
There was some stuff in there. Yeah. Ladyboy. I like it.
Too funny.
Good job.
Well, a Republican lawmaker ruffled some feathers this week when he attacked the ramps that were put in place at the U.S. Capitol reflecting pool to help the Washington, D.C.'s beloved ducklings get in and out of the water areas with a concrete barrier. Now, I'm going to show you what this ramp looks like.
Why are these fuckers mad at ducks?
Look at this.
Right?
Got a ramp. Now, they can't get over the barrier. The little ducklings can't get over the barrier, so they swim up to the ramp. They're in the water, and they can get in and out of the front. They can do their thing. So, Republican,
Jesus.
Representative Mark Walker griped that the ramps were examples of government waste. He says the Office of the Architect of the U.S. Capitol released a statement this week saying there were four broods, which is what the families of ducks are called. They're called broods. They live in the pool, and including their newly hatched ducklings, the two ramps were installed as part of a collaboration with City Wildlife, a local nonprofit group. The group's president, Annie Lewis, told the New York Times that the ducklings would die without the ramps. Ducklings get into the water, often helped there by visitors, and then they can't get out because of the high curb at the water's edge. So they will drown from exhaustion or they'll die of starvation unless they can get in and out of the water. So it's a preservation thing. It seems to have worked, and I'll show you the next picture. It's real cute because the ducks are already using it. There's one right there sitting on it, just, you know, doing his thing, just chilling up on the ramp.
Wasteful duck.
So anyway, they're already using it, and I just thought it was funny that this guy just wants to ramp and rage about this is government waste. Like, really? Shut up, you fucktard.
$10 ramp.
Seriously.
Right. Well,
stop hating on helping people.
So let me tell you.
Helping anything.
So he tweeted this.
Stop it.
So what he had done is he had tweeted about this ramp. This is what got the start. And then if you read, which I'm going to, some of the tweets that came back to him were rather priceless. One says, well, we could fly all the ducks down to Mar-a-Lago every weekend if you'd like. Another one retweeted his tweet with the caption, imagine being this soulless prick. Another gentleman tweeted back at him saying, Medicaid patients, Jimmy Kimmel's baby, now baby ducklings. Do you have any hateful comments on puppies you'd like to share?
Yeah, really?
That's fantastic.
There's one. We couldn't give them health care, so we gave them a $47 ramp so they could drown themselves instead.
Sorry, I shouldn't have found that funny, but kind of did.
That's funny.
The other guy says, I'm confused. That looks like a really cheap way to offset the ecosystem disruption of the concrete structure surrounding the pool. The other, where's this one that's down here? I just thought it was hilarious. Where did it go? Oh. Hey there, I'll send you the $20, you cheap bastard.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, we can sell some lemonade until we pay for that fucker and, you know, get him the refund he so desperately wants.
Right. Meanwhile, we're saving all these poor little ducks.
He can go hand it to Ray Kroc's ghost. That way some billionaire gets the $20, not a duck.
Ryer.
The fuck is wrong with people?
Were you able to get that Wyoming residence thing?
Oh, I'm sure I
if
can.
If not a big
coconut
deal.
Coconut cup needs just, a story.
It's just a coconut cup. Sit back and listen.
Since what is coconut cup?
God.
A belligerent 2-year-old little girl. What
I felt like she needed a backstory.
Well, there's that.
And he's talking about coconut cups in third person.
Yeah.
That's that I love. No. That I love.
Yeah. That's not where my objection lies, sir.
Well, while we're on the subject of fucktardian.
Is this the, do you need the party picture? Which one do you want? The Wyoming art party?
I definitely want the party
picture. I don't know which picture you want.
We're here for the party.
There's like 17 or 47 pictures.
It's an old white guy.
Is that narrow
Republican.
Down? It's like looking in a mirror.
Wait a minute, the art party?
Nope.
Well, that's what opened up.
Then that's not it.
But they're cute pictures.
Start your story. I'm at the ready with the Google
machine. Oh, yeah. Okay, I understand what it is now. Yes.
I just don't see a picture of the old white guy. It's the art party that's fucking with the old guy.
Yep.
But so I don't
that's
see
perfect.
The old...
That's fine. Those are perfect, then.
Okay.
Speaking of just...
Margarine tambourine rules, yes. She'll accept that picture.
Jesus Christ. I didn't know where we were going with this. Mother.
Per coconut cups? Fine.
She's going to put down her finger symbols and join us at the show.
Wyoming residents troll a homophobic senator in the most delightful way.
Oh, in the most delightful
like that.
Way.
So Wyoming took its reputation as the equality state, which kind of makes me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's 14 people there.
I know, right?
Raleigh
to heart.
All of them.
When residents responded to a senator's tone-deaf assessment of the LGBTQ community in a truly epic way. During an April 25th visit to Grable High School and Middle School in Grable, Wyoming, Senator Mike Enzi, Republican Wyoming, was asked about his efforts to protect the state's queer residents. Noting that the state needed civility above anything else, the senator appeared to suggest that those who identify as LGBTQ face discrimination only if they're too open about it.
Oh, right. Yeah, there's a limit.
So could you tone down the gay?
No.
Tone it down.
I just renamed myself Coconut Cups.
Tone it down. So
you might have been 2 hours late to the tone it down party.
According to Mr. Enzi, quote, we always say that in Wyoming, you can be just about anything you want to be, as long as you don't push it in somebody's face. I know a guy who wears a tutu and goes to bars on Friday night and is always surprised that he gets in fights. Well, he kind of asked for it, unquote. That went over real, real well.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the state that hung somebody from a...
That's right.
Yeah,
right. So, needless to say, the remark sparked an immediate backlash. Later that same day, at the end of April, Enzi released a statement apologizing for what he called, how they typically release things, a poor choice of words.
Sure.
I meant the hate. I just meant to phrase it better.
Right.
I didn't mean tutu.
Yeah.
Despite the senator's backpedaling, Wyoming residents responded by visiting bars, restaurants, and other establishments dressed in colorful tutus.
Oh,
this was a cool story.
They later shared snapshots of their tulle-heavy protests on Twitter, Instagram, and other social media outlets with the hashtag, quote, live and let tutu.
That gets the bells of innuendo. That is fantastic.
Isn't that nice?
Patrick Harrington, who is a resident
of... Two coconut cups up.
Two coconut cups. Two snaps.
Who's a resident?
Well,
really?
It's a different game. Bullshit.
There's the line.
Jason Carlton would snap.
Patrick Harrington, who is a resident of Laramie, told the Wyoming Public Media he came up with the idea to show Enzi that he really is representing a large group of people and really diverse group of people. Harrington's friend, Mike Venata, who helped organize the effort, added, I'm really upset that Wyoming kind of lives in this dark shadow of a myth that we're just a completely gay-hating state or something. And I think of this action that we're correcting that, you know, because you're right. People go, yeah. When you hear Wyoming or Laramie, especially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, that's Matthew Shepard. So, and some of the incredible photos are what Clayton had shown up there. And I thought it was so much fun that that they went out and just in tutus everywhere. Men, women, didn't matter. So it was very, very fun. Dogs, they had people put their dogs in tutus and took pictures of them at home and just... it was wonderful. So Anyway, fuck you, Mike Enzi.
Yeah, and that's a usual response to his name.
Yeah,
because he's just always one that, if you're ever just feeling like, you know, I got a lot of rage and I want to direct it towards someone, just go find out what he said recently.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, because he's just awful. So, anyway, fantastic.
I just don't like it when people dress up their dogs and then push that in my face. I think that's a line you know, just can't cross.
And then they have like birthday parties and stuff.
Oh, fuck, right.
I know.
Well, nobody likes a neighbor who doesn't pick up after their dog. Dogs. Nobody does. Yeah. Case in point, two Maui residents were so upset at finding dog poop in their yard on Sunday that they allegedly took after their neighbors with golf clubs. The Maui News reports that Aaron Steen, who's 38, and Candace DePonte, who's 32, don't know why they put
lesbians?
Their ages. Don't know. Oh, no, it's, well, I don't know. It's Aaron. It's A-A-R-O-N.
Oh, okay.
So it could be a guy.
Likely not.
Yeah. Traditional
likely
spelling.
Sure.
Well, they blamed their neighbor for planting the dog shit in their yard and then approached her while hurling obscenities and wielding golf clubs at them. The alleged victim was reportedly appraising damage to her car's windshield when DePonte entered the car and then followed the dog owner into her house, further threatening to harm her. This earned DePonte a charge of first-degree terroristic threatening, and as well a first-degree burglary and a first-degree unauthorized entry to a vehicle. Both of those are felonies. In addition, the terroristic threatening, Steen was also charged with third-degree criminal property damage. Unfortunately, no criminal mischief at
Damn
this
it.
Point. The two suspects are now prohibited from contacting the dog owner or going anywhere near her house.
The 500 feet.
Yeah.
I don't know what the limit is.
Could the dog put that in his mouth?
So I listened to the podcast Criminal. I only heard one episode because that's... They don't update.
Shit?
Yeah, no, but it's about crimes
it
in Missouri. Smooth.
Smooth criminal.
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie, are you okay?
Shimon.
But so there, this last one, this the latest episode of Criminal was called Bully, and it was about this guy in North, I think they were saying Northeast Missouri, but it might have been Northwest. Can't remember which. I know how much you love when people pronounce it that way. But they were saying like this guy like shot someone straight on in the belly, and the guy lived, but he was charged with like second degree assault. How many degrees are there that when you're arguing with someone, pulling out a rifle and shooting them, you know what I mean? Like
my law and order understanding of this.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Great.
That's what I need.
Dick Wolf actually apprenticed her in all this shit. So
having napped through many an episode.
Mariska Hargitay reading somebody the rights.
You, let me tell you.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I feel like we're hearing a Spank Bank story.
Well,
from
whatever.
Sugar Tits over here. She needed a name.
Sugar Tits and coconut cups. What the fuck?
Made for each other.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, right?
Like Ramble
Lamble. Love, yeah.
Something.
Ding da dong.
Oh. Two All women, right. One brain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Wow.
In any event, isn't a first degree crime when you're convicted of it? Like, don't they have to prove that you thought about it, planned it, and intentionally did it? Whereas second degree
it just happens
tends to apply, like,
it
just happens, right.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
So,
but I was like, yeah.
Thank you, Dick Wolf.
But I mean, it was just all the different things that this guy was, that he did, and then you'd hear what he was charged with, and you're like, that's it? Like, shoot some guy straight out in the neck. Like,
well,
breaks into his business.
He was charged with it or convicted of it? Because
charged
are two
with it and never got convicted of anything.
Okay.
But then one time he, like, retaliates. So it's clearly planned why he went. And he shoots a store owner in the neck. And that guy lives, too.
Well, he's a really
bad
shot.
And he was convicted 2 years. Like, that's all they were going to do to someone who, like, stalked someone, walked in their house, shot them in the neck. And by some miracle, the guy had turned his head so it didn't hit his carotid. And he lives. And you're like, what? Yes.
So here's the problem. That's the ring. That's the text tone that I have for my mom. And I was like, I love it. It's fantastic.
And you know what? You're going to get dinged for that. They watch for that noise.
Oh, I have it for the text tone.
But on
the YouTube are going to be mad at us.
The YouTubes are going to be mad at us.
Got it. I was like, did I do something wrong?
We'll see how you do.
That's all right.
Yeah. Something wrong.
So I'm going to mention this in passing, and if people want to talk about it later, they can. It leaves me far too verklempt, so I'm not going to go into it too much. And then I'm going to go into my
That's good, because I needed a second thing. What is it?
So I just wanted to say that I am completely Team Elephant, and Karma is a fucking bitch.
I'm on board.
And the fact that Dickbag shot an elephant and was landed on and killed, I say good day, sir.
Oh, okay. I want to hear this.
Good day, sir.
Oh, how have you missed this?
There's a big game hunter that shot an elephant this week. And Zimbabwe. Elephant, like, collapsed upon him and killed him.
Him and another guy.
Say it softly. It's almost like praying. I'm telling you.
It is. And it thrills me. It thrills me to no end. Karma is a fucking bitch, and that bitch is my friend right now. Because
how shitty of a hunter are you that you have to shoot the elephant from that close?
I know.
Well,
I mean,
apparently,
are we using the same definition of elephant?
I'm not sticking up for this dickbag, but apparently it was a kind of a surprise. They were out. They were looking. It was something. They weren't looking for.
So he was being attacked by an elephant. Is this a case of self defense? Dick wolf.
They ate the one elephant got close enough to lift this guy up with his trunk, and it was another member of the group that shot the elephant trying to protect this guy, and then both of them died.
Oh, I love it.
Sorry, I couldn't.
I hadn't heard the backstory. Yeah. What I had already envisioned in my head was that this turd nozzle was actually, like, you know, doing one of those pictures where you're standing next to it.
Right, no.
And then gravity just took effect, and the elephant kind of rolled over, plop, and, like, just got his foot caught and then just splatted his ass.
Yeah, no,
I would have preferred that, because it would have been nice. Well, here he was taking a cell. Oh, and here he is underneath the elephant.
Yeah.
Well, right. Oh, that's too bad. Too bad. He had been leading tourists on trips, hunting trips, for the last 30 years, and it just, fuck you. And this time, when he came across a herd of elephants, some of them charged, and that was the...
Jenny, you are correct. The elephant was on its tippy, just going...
Listen, those fuckers are more wily than you think they are.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And so, anyway, that was, but fuck you, and I hate this guy. And so, still dead, and whatever. But there was a funny, funny animal story that I appreciated about Mr. Biggles.
Mr. Biggles.
Mr. Biggles.
Oddly, another nickname of Al. You used to use it years ago.
There you go. He looks the same.
Yeah.
An animal shelter wrote a badass adoption memo for Utter Bastard of a Cat, was called.
We'll show
and
you
that here. Was the... This is Mr. Biggles.
This here is Mr. Biggles.
That the cat that was
also known as Lord Bigglesworth.
Oh,
of course it does.
Pet adoption agency, Cats of Melbourne. If we had Tomo, maybe Tomo could go.
Australians are fucking funny. Tomo from New Zealand?
New Zealand, that's right. He was, different. Wasn't he?
But he's down there. You know what I'm saying?
He's closer than we are.
Across the little waterway.
Located Melbourne, Australia, posted a darkly hilarious memo about Mr. Biggles on its website this week, practically daring a future owner to take him in. So now, if you are thinking of...
I'm going to take notes and
maybe you can use this as well. Founder and group coordinator Gina Brett wrote the ad describing the shiny black cat as an utter, utter, utter bastard who throws tantrums and does not like to be thwarted. Mr. Biggles is a dictator. He will let you know he is not happy, which is often because things are often just not up to his high standards. Mr. Biggles likes his cuddles on his terms and will sit in your lap when he decides it's time. If the stroking is not up to his standards,
he'll
nip
take
you.
Rimming.
And there you have it.
Is this a story about Al?
It might be. We're not sure. That's at the bottom. Right, literally. Get it? The agency said this particular feline is not for the faint-hearted. He would be perfect for the right owner. While the cat was practically described as the spawn of Satan, Brett insists Mr. Biggles possesses a secret soft side. He loves sleeping on the end of the human's bed and in his cat bed, and he snores just a little bit. It's so cute. And he loves to be out in the backyard stalking the chickens. You must have chickens, apparently.
Yeah.
And supervising the garden. Mr. Biggles is just over 2 years old, adheres to a stupidly healthy diet, and is being fostered in Melbourne. He has a pretty nice life as it is, but needs a permanent home. Mr. Biggles is currently sunning himself in the backyard and eyeballing the chickens with a view to murder. This morning, he played with the dog and didn't draw blood. I'm impressed. And savaged my brother, who tried to cuddle him. I warned him, but he didn't listen. While Mr. Bagel's profile is the most shared one Brett has posted since founding the agency in October of last year, the dictatorial feline with a heart of gold has not yet been adopted. He's had a lot of responses since I put his profile up.
Dick.
But sadly, no human slaves have offered themselves up as sacrifices. Anyway.
It's the way the mouth is set that's killing me. I think it's not just the eyes, but...
I think that cat is fantastic.
The set of that mouth is just
It was very funny because I just sent the picture and I accidentally sent it to our group. And Kat goes, why is that cat so mad at me?
Why is this cat angry?
You sent that to me and I'm like, are you mad at me?
I think that you should adopt. And I'm with Amina, CC Biggles.
CC Biggles.
I think that that could become a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could use those, though, Clayton. Perhaps that could be a...
Oh, yeah. I can use a... Yeah.
Utter bastard.
I'm sure I can write a little bit more of an opening for a...
I'm sure. That. I just thought that was cute. Come and adopt.
Final headline story before we go into entertainment at all. Don't y'all hate it when you buy something and then it's not what you planned on it being? Like, you give hard-earned money for things. Well, Suzanne Basham was none too pleased to discover that the crack cocaine that she'd bought was actually plain sugar.
Oh, my
God. Damn it, Suzanne.
This woman, oddly...
Can't figure out why she likes playing table tennis so
from
much.
An hour from my hometown. This woman is from Springfield, Missouri. She was not about to get ripped off.
No,
so
sir.
What'd she do?
Hell no.
She called the cops to report dealer had just gypped her out of $40. According to the police report, on January 10th, Basham called the cops to report her dealer for theft, telling them that she paid $40 for crack and was given regular granulated sugar instead. Well, now the Smoking Gun reports
She's
that Basham
on a diet, apparently.
Basham had asked cops to arrest her dealer for theft and also asked them to secure a refund for her.
Is she a diabetic?
Officers, it didn't say.
Okay.
Officers went to the address where she had claimed that she had purchased the crack, and the residents denied selling drugs to her, didn't know who she was, and refused to allow officers in their home as well.
Like you do.
That's smart. They're making some smart life choices.
Of course, it was Basham herself who ended up in hot water. Officers arrested her for possession of drug paraphernalia after they discovered a crack pipe in her possession. And that, my friends, is how not to request a refund from your local
Please
law enforcement agency.
Other options.
Right, exactly.
When expressing your displeasure with your dealer.
Love them.
All right, boys and girls, it's time for entertainment with Coconut Cups.
Entertainment! Well, we have some cancellations and renewals to report on. There's a podcast that we all need to just listen to this one episode of. You don't have to stay for the whole thing, but listen to the episode of. We have a death that I didn't write it down. I thought I would remember. We have someone from the death den who didn't die young and needlessly, so there's not a lot of reason for sadness. I have a question about the gays and their things, and then a TV show, a couple TV shows to talk
something,
about.
Something, something.
The gays and their things?
Well,
do we have things?
Entertainment! So...
I don't know how long you're going to talk, so I'm just going to loop it.
She loses more and more energy every time she screams entertainment.
It's an exhausting journey.
So, what is going on that the gays are now mad at Katy Perry? Like, what is...
Because she kissed a girl
and cut her hair?
No. I'm not super sure.
I thought it was Miley.
I think, here's what I think, and I'm just making this up mostly on the spot, her new song, Swish Swish, which is apparently like
a slap
of
Taylor Swift.
Right, so then you've got the Taylor Swift camp.
Oh.
Right.
It's like so you piss off the Britney people.
It's not nearly as severe as the Britney people.
Oh, no, you're right.
Well, it turns out that there really is this ongoing, they have their own little feud going on. Yep. That all is based on some backup dancers of Katy Perry.
Left Shark?
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Left Shark.
It's like Left Shark or something like that.
Remember that
but
was
I
so
guess,
fucking funny.
That was so funny.
Tiffany, what's her name?
Tiffany.
Katrina. No, what's that blonde lady's name? Taylor Swift.
Taylor
Swift. I guess had a tour, hired a couple dancers that were from Katy Perry's long extended tour
ensemble.
That she had done. Yeah. And they had said, you know, do you have something coming up? Because we could use this gig. And she was like, well, it's going to be a while before I have an album out. I'm not going to tour for a while. So go ahead and do it. But maybe get something in your contract about a 30-day...
Exit clause.
And then when I start mine, you can jump on my ship. And I guess it turned into a bitter fight because the dancers... all left to go back with Katy Perry and Taylor Swift thought that
was left alone.
Well, she thought that Katie was like stealing her like people from personnel from her tour. But these people have, you know, gigs to work.
Right.
Oh, and I have a question on that word too.
Gigs or work?
So I guess this is where the sale started. And I guess a few years ago there was a song that was a slam at Katy Perry. And Katy Perry is kind of like, she started it, she can end it. So then I just started looking around because there's kind of like this mean shit going around about Katy Perry that I was not understanding.
Okay.
And she got like an HRC or something award last month. And she talked very openly about her Christian upbringing and that she was raised by two pastors. And as she was accepting, and she was saying that, you know, she went to camps where she was told that you had to pray away the gay. And like her family believed in conversion therapy. So getting away from her family and those religious teachings and getting out into the world, like she has such a new understanding, and that she didn't understand feminism. And so she, when she was very young, she made some poorly worded comments about feminism. And now she's like, well, I am a feminist. I just didn't. She's like, it wasn't presented to me as a child in the way that she's like, I thought it meant don't shave your arms.
Sure.
Your underarms and stuff like that. So it was weird. So she was kind of saying like,
it can also mean that.
Yeah, but she said like, here's where I started.
Right,
here's
but more
where
of
I am.
That very stereotypical
right,
kind
right.
of, right.
And, yeah. and so she was like kind of explaining, wow, it's amazing that I'm accepting this award considering my background, that because of meeting everyone and getting out in the world, I've been educated in the sure. ways of the world, and I'm now like much more comfortable with all these people I've met than I am with the people that I grew up with that were supposedly keeping me safe.
Right. Right.
So, and I thought it was a very enlightened speech, and I was hoping that someone wasn't bashing her for being honest about, this is how I was raised, this is what I, you know.
Then I literally saw the light and realized.
Yeah, that I've, and so I was very, so I really wasn't understanding, like, is it because it's just like the Beyonce crazies are after, you know how if you say something bad about Beyonce, the
not
wrath
the
of God comes after you and
yeah.
all that shit. So I just wasn't sure if anybody knew what this, and it's just been this mumbling, it's just rumblings underneath.
They talk about it a little bit, kind of surfacey, last night on, they had a primetime special last night, but James Corden had one of his carpool karaoke things. But last night was the Katy Perry carpool, brand new.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
he did it, but they did talk a little bit about that. Mm-hmm. And she literally was like, "If because he's like, well, can we just be done with this and take this off the grill? Like, the it's all done. And she's like, it's not my bullshit. Like, it's not my.
Yeah, she started it. She needs
right,
to
she,
end
it. Right, it needs to get wrapped up by them. I don't have anything to do with this.
And then and now he now Anantia
said really
it too.
But I'm not following it.
Like what's this thing with cultural appropriation? I don't get that. Like everybody steals from stuff. Like one of the things that I read was like there was like a bashing of her because she like uses the gays when she needs them and then goes away. But like everybody steals from everybody. Like Beyonce steals that stupid little dance of Bob Fosse's
right,
that turns into single ladies and
what's
Madonna
the Mexican
steals,
breakfast dance or whatever the hell
yeah,
it's called.
Yeah, whatever it's called. And, you know, Madonna steals voguing from the, you know,
right.
the gays in New York. So I don't get, like, what she's doing unless I'm missing something about Katy Perry, which I don't follow particularly closely. I like
either.
A couple songs.
Right.
It's the cultural appropriation. That's two things that I have to ask about. First, cultural appropriation and what exactly do we mean by that? And then what is a gig economy? Why does this word in the last 2 weeks, gig
so
economy?
Gig economy,
like
I can tell you what that
times.
Is.
Sounds like something online.
Yeah, gig economy.
Which I
cultural appropriation. I get it. I see where they're going with it. We talk about it. Gig economy though is this growing group of people who are earning their money based on gig work. It's your Uber drivers, your Lyft drivers, your, you know, on
it's
demand.
It's not a career, it's just a job, right? Is that what that means, kind of?
Yes, but it's an unattached job, okay? So it's not like I went and got a job at McDonald's, which allegedly has a manager program and benefits for certain employees, and I didn't go get a job. I'm working on my own schedule,
various
ad hoc.
Gigs.
Like an on-demand service.
Gigs, right. And it's gigs, so I can do as many gigs as I want.
Okay, so we are supposed to be using that in like the show term of like, I've got a gig tonight, so I'm going to make some money.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But the downsides to that gig economy are going to be a lack of benefits, a lack of like career progression, and you're going to find, you know, people that are kind of in that and really embracing it right now are your young, healthy 20 to 35 year olds. But what's going to happen is when those 20 to 35-year-olds start turning...
Our age.
Right.
Or if you're doing an Uber or Lyft and somebody makes a left-hand turn into you and all of a sudden you need insurance, because that's usually how...
Right.
It's traumas that bring those that age of people into the hospitals. Okay. And that's... I kind of thought that, but then I was worried that this was some kind of, like, gigabyte
that's what
metaphor
I first
that I was mixed in.
And so what that's doing is that's separating the workforce from the responsibility of the corporation. You know what I mean? So Uber's been through so many changes and so many lawsuits over the time that they've existed because there have been incidents. You know what I mean? It's always something happens to spark this. And so they've upgraded their insurance and changed this and changed that and done different things for their drivers because they've had so many lawsuits that said, wait a minute, like you hold some of this liability. These people are working.
Though it's their gig under your umbrella.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So the gig economy is...
I've never heard that expression before.
And I hadn't until like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and then all of a sudden it's coming up in conversation after conversation. Yeah. And so there's no one that I can raise my hand and be like, what the fuck does that mean?
It's a cool thing. We just... There's still some figuring out to be done to make sure that people get taken care of is the problem.
Like, right. So I came up with service dependent independent.
Did I miss
a... Because you need someone to need that service. So those kind of jobs are the first things. Like as... If the economy goes bad, like back in 2009 when the economy went bad, the first things that went were like estheticians. All those little things that you can live without that all of a sudden an Uber driver of like, I can drive there myself. I can take the subway again. I can figure out a bus system. Like that, like they get eliminated first from this kind of economy. If something goes south and all those little fringes that people now have enough money to be like, oh, I'll just hit the Uber button and somebody will show up because you're not keeping track of $6 to $8.
But the upsides of it are people aren't chained to the 8 to 5 anymore. People aren't chained to somebody else making their time clock. Yeah. You know what I mean? I can...
You're still dependent on someone needing a service.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. But there are other industries that are doing that for... it's still a service, but it's not a direct in-person service. Like Amazon hires work from home, work as you like, customer service people.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can sign up with Amazon much like you do to sign up to be a Lyft driver. You get your background check, you get your software installed, and you plug in when you want and you plug out when you don't. You know, so if that was something that I wanted to use for a source of income, I could plug into it, and then my kid has his school play at 1 o'clock this afternoon. I'm just going to plug right out, and I'll work later tonight. So there's upsides to this to this new kind of on demand work as you like workforce. But I think there's just still some ironing out to be done with that gap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because like my niece and her boyfriend, one does makeup, one does rigging or or grip work on. Yeah, yeah. On TV and movies, so they're always like looking for the next job and putting it out there, like available for these days. Anybody know anybody that needs an electrician or needs makeup? Right.
Did I miss a leap from something? Because you were talking about Katy Perry, and then next thing I know, we're talking about this.
Well, because of those two things, because the thing, and I couldn't remember what the phrase was that was embedded in that
cultural
that was there a cultural. Appropriation that I was really lost on was like she was getting slammed for like using gays for something, and I'm like,
so cultural appropriation usually comes up when white people dive too far into hip hop culture typically like black culture.
And right? I get that, but she's not standing on the corner sucking a dick singing Madonna. You know what I mean? Like I don't really get what she's. And again, because I'm not, I don't pay that close of attention.
Right.
I don't know what she's like. I get the I kissed a girl.
Right.
Like maybe you're trying to make your way into a lesbian market by putting out this provocative
and
song.
But like I've got a list here.
Like did kiss what's her face? Miley Cyrus.
Oh right.
Like the but then hasn't.
But then in this
all.
Interview
I'm
that
with
I read
you,
with Katy Perry,
I have not.
She was
she came in like a wrecking ball, but I just was no. No.
Oh,
Clayton McKee will remain pure.
There
damn
you go.
Right. Well, against Miley.
Something.
But then I read the interview with her, and she was saying, "I'm a songwriter. I wrote a song, and it was about me having a relationship with a girl that really happened. I wrote the song, and it started a conversation. Like,
because
I'm like, I sometimes I feel like we're fighting battles about something
that.
yeah, I mean, it hit my radar and fell off. I came to her at California Girls because I think that song is just hysterical. Sure. So what are our other examples?
So our examples are the phrase, "This is how we do," which is an expression first popularized by Montel Jordan.
"This is how we do."
Yeah, that's what I went to. So right. I clearly don't have the right reference.
Nope, there it is. That's the one.
That's me. That's look at me all being. What am I being now?
Wait, is this cultural? Wait, now, is this Katy Perry did this?
Yes.
So if a white person does what I just did, which I'm a white person, by the way.
But that's just a song.
Right, but apparently
The paragraph continues. The phrase has since become part of a much more common vernacular, but it has black cultural roots, which makes Katy Perry's behavior in her new video associated with the term all that more disrespectful. She's seen in the video reclining while wearing a long, dark braided ponytail, holding a watermelon, and chucking up deuces.
Oh, okay, so they're not saying she's not stealing gay culture.
No, this is black culture.
Oh, I'm right back on board because I was like, I don't get...
Number two, we might get to the gay culture.
I bet we're going to swing us. I bet we're going to make a cat swipe at the girls here.
Number two, the American Music Awards last year, her clueless racism was displayed in her performance of Unconditionally, which was apparently inspired by Japanese culture, in which she appears to have come out as a geisha.
Well, if Emma Stone can play, right, Emma Stone? If she if she can play an Asian woman in a movie, we're all good.
Oh, and that Hawaii
So now you're not allowed to wear a geisha costume? That's now
the
Japanese
complaint
blackface?
Here says, between the lack of Asian women on stage, the heavy-handed use of bowing and shuffling around in the choreography, and the ethno-confused set and costume design, Perry presented her viewers a one-dimensional Eastern fantasy drawn by a Western eye right out of the gate.
Okay, and maybe I'm too white to know when to be. Maybe I just don't know when to be.
I just think that's poor planning.
Maybe I just don't know when.
Number three says, playing with dark magic. In the video for Dark Horse, Perry runs amok with appropriation of a different kind, cavorting in anything that looks or feels like it could be inspired by ancient Egypt. In the process, she
Now, are the ancient Egyptians complaining?
Well, they were walking.
Upset.
The way they were walking.
King Tut came out.
But you know,
said,
we're only three down, and she really does seem to be like the Dora Explorer of stereotypes. Right. You know what I mean?
That's her shtick. That's
Number
her
four
deal.
Is red face realness. Apparently, she's offended the Native Americans.
Who hasn't?
Yeah. For real.
I mean, my God, this show has. We've all done it.
Yeah, we wrote them off a long time ago.
So at least this makes a little bit more sense of where we're going with it. But I was just shocked that this new...
So it was like a chorus line of drag queens in her performance on... What was she just on? Saturday Night Live.
And the band...
And the little boy.
Right, the swinging kid. They call him Backpack Boy.
Yeah.
But the group the singers were backing her up. They actually delayed, I didn't read the entire story.
Yeah, there was a thing about
that. They delayed rehearsals in that whole thing because they didn't want to appear on stage with drag queens. They had apprehensions of, like, you're a fucking performer in this day and age, and you're going to be worried about some dancer that's a drag queen?
Well, if she's getting accused of all this stuff and you know it, then what's putting a drag queen next to you? Like, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
are
they going to get slammed for being left shark again or whatever it was called?
Special shark. I know who
Damn
the
it, left
is.
Shark.
God, that was fucking funny.
It never stops being funny.
I called him Special Shark.
So the hip hop band that she performs with are called Migos, MIGOS.
Oh.
And they apparently have been in hot water a couple of times for perceived homophobia.
Oh, okay. So now I get that part too. Like I said, I was reading this article and I haven't seen the SNL.
I haven't either.
From this week. So, okay. So that's who this Migo. I thought, because I was trying to Google Migo and thinking it was a person, like she had
it's
dinner with
people.
El Jefe or something. All right.
Right.
I gotcha.
So there's the many, many layers.
Yeah. Okay.
Many layers.
Well, I'm glad we could clear that. Thank you for.
I'm happy to help you out.
I had questions because I'm like, I just do not understand what I'm.
As your concierge to pop culture.
And you know what's funny is I know. Maybe I'm just a bad person, or I'm uneducated.
That seems a little extreme. Yeah.
What's funny is I don't give a shit about any of this stuff. It's funny that people are all up in arms about it, but I don't really give a goddamn who she's like, whatever Chinese culture she's stealing shit from, or if she's got. I mean,
there's a couple of things there.
Yeah, I mean, if
number one, you're like past the stage of human development of needing like famous role models. So much, you know what I mean?
You're talking about me now?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Like, I'm trying to say you're too old to look up to Katy Perry and her backup dancers as a role model.
Okay,
like,
so okay, now, okay, right. So wait.
That's
so
not a
this,
thing.
So this is all targeting, this is like 18 to 25 year old people who were, or whatever, what demographic.
Who are idolizing Katy Perry.
They're looking up to Katy Perry and she's hanging around with people who are homophobes. That's a bad thing. She's making
she's
fun of
doing the Asian version of blackface. So okay. Yeah.
All right, now I get it. Because
Katy Perry. Oh, I like that song. Or oh, that song's fucking annoying. And that's the end of your.
No,
and I haven't seen a video in 100 years. Well, so a new video.
All that I'm looking at it, even though I see these people on Saturday Night Live, and I'm like, why would anybody ever like? I don't understand at all. Period. Why Drake just won 17 fucking awards at the Billboard Awards. I don't get it.
Apparently he has a cell phone.
I don't get anything about that at all. He's kind of hot. Other than that, I don't give a shit about him. But like, to me, again, I realize I'm a 48-year-old young man looking at Katy Perry. Okay. And I look at it and I just think, these fucking kids and their art, that's all who cares? But again, all I am listening for is, oh, that song's kind of toe-tappy. That's cute. Or I see a drag queen locally that does it, and I kind of think it's whatever their interpretation.
But
I'm not looking. But you're right. I didn't think about the fact that these kids are looking up to
We're also all white people sitting at this table. None of us have seen anything.
I've tried to hire some blacks.
We haven't seen a lot of things that we really identify with.
Some of my friends are black people.
Our culture. Like, we haven't
seen...
Some
of my best friends are heterosexual.
We haven't seen anything that's distinctly... proudly ours be stolen and exploited either.
Yeah.
Right. That's
It's really hard to culturally appropriate white people because we steal all the other things.
We've talked about that for a long time. The idea that, you know, there's the N-word and then what we get called crackers or this or that. Like, white people just don't have what kind of bad stuff. Right,
because
like,
we don't have the thousands of years of enslavement
and oppression. It's like you have not that that's a good thing that's stolen. Right. I'm just saying there are prominent things in other cultures.
And if there's someone looking for, you know, that is now happy to see, like we all were when you first saw Will and Grace on TV, or you first saw the L word, and all of a sudden here's a representation of like your people that's missing from other people's.
Right.
Live, so we can kind of identify there. The weird thing for me, like, one of my favorite videos from Madonna is Nothing Really Matters, where she's doing the Asian blackface too, and I love that video, but she is, I guess, doing that, but Madonna kind of changes her look and steals from everybody, but you just kind of accept that as, well, that's Madonna. She's going to look like something different in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't look at that as anything bad or racial slam or slur.
Another Place and Time video, and we play a track from that to open up the show every day is, you know, Donna Summer in Kabuki makeup. So I'm like, there's just things that I'm like, it's just make like, she doesn't think she's Asian.
And
she's Blasian.
It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, now
now it's a big deal. Like, now it's a buzzword. It's a hot button thing. We're paying attention to these things. Like,
but I also don't want Katy Perry to
It wasn't a big
be...
deal for Judy Garland to put on blackface and do a tap number.
Yeah, that was still kind of offensive.
That was... didn't go over
but
that
the
well.
Other thing is, though, is then we get into those microaggressions is we don't want to just write off Katy Perry. I mean,
correct.
She was campaigning for our side. She's working for equal rights for women and gays. So she's making some stumbles and maybe a little bit of education, but we don't want to just write her off as like...
We need to pull her aside and say, Katy, the Asian thing's got to stop.
Yeah, sure. or whoever these Migo fellows are, because now I can Google them now that I know that I'm Googling, because I thought it was Googling one person,
Amiga.
Well, I thought it was some like world leader that you know how so there was that thing where the people were being hired to go to Russia and perform for like dictators, and they were being hired for those third world countries, and everybody was doing it. Like Ricky Martin got caught doing it,
sure,
and they were going for like sultans and people that were executing,
getting
gays.
Paid millions of dollars for one performance,
and it was all under the table. Right. Like, oh, I'm not really with the commune, you know, with the dictator, but they really were. So, I mean, that's what I was looking for from this story. So now I have some information. So then somebody who got in trouble, we'll transition that way.
Oh,
wow.
The Real O'Neills is on the list of shows that got canceled, and a lot of it might come down to the lack of faith within the Hollywood community for... And what's the young man's name?
Noah Galvin. So cute.
Put out a really shitty interview last year.
He did.
And really shat on the ABC family and like shit on Modern Family. And had some really not nice things to say about the guy that plays Cam on Modern Family.
Really?
Yeah.
And his portrayal.
There was a whole coming out, kind of the gays and coming out and portrayals and stuff.
He was the first gay person ever.
Okay.
You know, he was the greatest out. And it was like, I read that interview and I was like, oh, sister, you're going down.
But I'll tell you right now, if Noah Galvin walked through that door, he can stay as long as he wants.
And it really was, again, on, in his heart's in the right place. He seems to be truly talented. It was just a misguided interview
right.
where a publicist didn't look at that and say, nope, we're going to...
Because Noah Galvin is a gay man.
And he's like 21 or 22 years old.
Very young.
Very young, who made statements
against anyone who was straight playing gay
and the characters and then people being in the closet. And he dropped some names, and it was it just wasn't nice.
For those if you've not watched the series, it was called The Real O'Neills. It was on ABC. I have all of them because I'm going to watch them all again. But this sounder that I play, this is Noah Galvin.
Is it done? Did I do it? Did I win?
You did it. You're done. You won.
You won. That's Noah Galvin.
And right, ABC has this new formula.
I just didn't know about this.
They
interview.
Have this new formula for sitcoms that they're using that like. One person has something special, you know what I mean? Like Speechless has has the kid, but they kind of learned from the Real O'Neill's mistake where they made it every episode was about this kid being gay and they forgot to flesh out the other characters. Mm-hmm. And then they got the
older
memo.
Brother was so funny.
They realized what they were doing. And they had like they would have episodes where they'd be like, "It's not all about you, Kenny."
They would literally say that in the episode.
Say that in episodes to like get the focus
because he wanted to wave the flag and they're like listen
right.
we all have problems calm down
okay
which I thought was funny that they did it in the series
but that's what killed
and Martha Ellen Plimpton
DeGeneres
was so funny
years ago
yeah
I mean that's what killed her show years ago
20
and it stopped
years
being funny.
20 years ago and it stopped being funny
right
because it was that focus was so on being gay.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, you because
it
always
turned into
had
a dramedy.
Different
it was,
camps.
But it was
right.
our first
you're right.
It was our first introduction to dramedy because mm-hmm. they made what's her face? Jesus Christ. Debbie Reynolds' stepdaughter. Why can't I think of her name? Anyways, Debbie
Fisher.
The one that played Jolie Fisher played her best friend.
Right, right.
And they had issues and so it just kept coming back to that and it stopped being funny.
Right.
And nothing kills
because
a show better
that
than
that show was fucking hysterical.
Yeah, it was very funny up until then. So then,
and I think when you focus too much on one thing, it just kind of goes.
And like ABC Speechless brings it out and makes it about Minnie Driver, and it's really about the older boy trying to find himself in a family that's so focused on their disabled brother, whatever the word is, you know, handicapable, whatever.
Sure,
who's a great actor, like
who, by the way, is Speechless.
Yeah,
oddly.
Interesting. But really funny, like what a find.
He's flipping off. We're working on that.
Yeah, when he tries to give the finger, we're working on that. Very funny. So that was canceled. 13 Reasons Why is coming back. So you were not mistaken with that last episode.
All right.
All the thing you're going to find out all the things that are alluded to in that Have you seen the last episode?
Yeah.
With the pictures hanging.
Okay,
and
I'm not
what's
completely
in the suitcase
through there yet.
And. Yeah, so
what's in the box?
What's in the box? Yeah, so there's a definite that Scandal was renewed, but only for one more season, and they're going to end
it. I can't watch Scandal anymore.
I was surprised that they weren't going to milk that cow till it died because fucking Grey's Anatomy's still on, so
well,
it's not
that's
like
what I thought.
And they got renewed too.
Yeah,
for 2 years. Are you kidding me? Jump the shark.
Oh,
that's good. They just burned the hospital down again.
They can't even see the shark. They jumped it so long ago.
And what's her face is still alive.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, as long as she's alive.
Because they do chest compressions every year to bring her back.
Right. They try and kill her. She cannot be killed.
She cannot be killed. They've frozen her. They've done everything.
They drowned her. They've bombed her. They've thrown her out of three. They've thrown her out of two airplanes.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Not one, but two.
Two, I know. Well, two fires, two airplanes. It seems like the right way to go.
Oh, yeah.
And New Girl is back for a last season, but they did shoot this year's season finale as a possible series finale because no one was sure.
Who's that?
Sorry. New Girl. And Fox was not giving it up. And they've had like 2 years now where they've kind of ended the show just in case they didn't get renewed and they've had to come back from like, maybe not. So... they really have to give up that stupid storyline with her and Jake because he's just gross. No one would date him. No normal person would date someone that dirty. I don't understand it and I don't believe it.
Aaron loves that show.
It's very cute. It's very clever. The relationships are kind of funny. But he,
or loved it.
But
I don't.
Dirty guy just needs to go off and be with another dirty human. Like no one would date him.
Angie Dickinson's available.
Yes, maybe. Exactly. Very they good. Brought her in as his mother. Everyone would believe it.
Maybe Jodie Foster could be a sister.
So now one of my favorite stories was the Republicans wanting Stephen Colbert just shut down and fined the shit out of for his joke on the Late Show.
The cock
about
holster.
Being the cock holster. But it was never aired live. It never wasn't okay. bleeped. So there was nothing. You had to use your own imagination to find out what kind of holster it was.
Right.
And I, because that's what I kept looking at. I'm like, if it's bleeped, you can say whatever you want to. They say fuck every week on the Goldbergs, but they bleep it.
Sure.
And I'm not sure if they bleeped his face, but I watched that clip a bunch of times, mm-hmm. and I was like, is it Dick Holster? Is it Cock Holster? Like, I kind of knew where he was going.
You get where he's going with it.
Right.
But I didn't know what the word was, and I'm like, if I'm working this hard and you watch that live, you don't know.
Right. And if it never aired, what the FCC can do nothing.
What can the FCC do about it?
You can record anything you want to. And then are you talking about the fact that it was declared today that the FCC said, nope, we got nothing?
That it would not take any action CBS's corpse after receiving thousands of complaints about a May 1 broadcast.
Nothing they can do.
There was nothing actionable under their rules.
Right. So literally nothing they can do. Can't make up new rules.
Sir, you attract more skinheads than free Rogaine. You have more people marching against you than cancer. You talk like a sign language gorilla that got hit in the head. In fact, the only thing your mouth is good for is being Vladimir Putin's cock holster. And this one gives you C blank black K. So this article actually gives more information as to what
than
word
the
is
broadcaster.
Missing. Mm-hmm. And there was some from our side, too, saying it was a homophobic joke. And, like, in what world is that?
On.
Like, we've got to stop with the microaggressions. Like, that is like, there is not even anywhere on the spectrum of homophobia that one lands somewhere. Like, that is really gorillas in the mist, people. Like, you have just, you've gone out of your way to be offended. Yeah. Like, you had to take three left turns,
had to work
cross
on
a road, marry a chicken, and then, like, walk through a barn. Like,
that's a lot of work for a Tuesday.
Yeah, like, no.
And your chicken's being eyed by an angry cat in Australia.
I'm on summer break. I can't
I'm going to feel free to be the voice of the homos and say that.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, the voice of the homosexual community, Al Perkins.
Coconut cupcakes
coconut
over
cups
here.
Yeah. Coconut cups is speaking.
Coconut cups says...
I like coconut cupcakes. I like your new alter ego.
FCC, well, that's coconut when he's in drag. Cupcakes, have both ruled no offense. Like, I
it's good.
Cannot, and I had forgotten about that. Since reading the story and reading this today, I forgot about people on the left saying it was homophobic.
Well, Jenny says that her girlfriend was very offended, but she heard it on Hannity. Why was she listening to Hannity? Jenny, we need to talk. But they apparently played the shit out of it. I don't know.
Was it the cock holster?
Hannity is having a meltdown.
Oh yeah,
is he?
He's the last man standing at Fox.
Oh my god, yeah, sure, he's the last raving lunatic pussy grabber over there.
And now there's this, exactly. He's got to molest all of them now. He's all alone.
Right. That's a lot of work to molest all those women.
I'm not an octahanny.
And I could honestly Annie understand Annie more Annie if someone would, if someone, I did, that was a good use of puns.
We did the math. We just,
I'm like,
I would be more in line, like more willing to line up behind them if they were offended by the sign language gorilla being hit in the head. Like I could find my way to two left turns and marrying the chicken on that one that I could with the homophobia of the other one.
Because then you're just all insulting an animal for no reason.
Sure. Yeah.
and maybe deaf people.
Exactly. Like, I could get you there on deaf and special needs gorilla that had a head injury. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have to work half as hard. And when I said homophobic, I was like, why, was the gorilla gay?
Could be.
You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't get the homophobia to the, I mean, cum dumpster is something we all throw around. Jesus Christ. I mean...
Every day.
Well, yeah, I can't think of a day I don't use that phrase.
I did take a Wednesday
off
one
time. You've been sitting having
a
drink and heard someone throw that out there. That's not homophobic.
Right. I just looked around to make sure it wasn't me.
Oh, you poor thing,
is
Jenny.
That a mirror?
You poor thing, honey.
That sounded like me.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, you poor dear.
Oh, okay. Poor so Jenny. She was offended on behalf of Trump, which I could... Okay, I get that.
Because she's a Trump fan.
Right, because...
Her girlfriend's a Trump fan, apparently.
We have to stop this right now.
We have to work on this. Tell us how we can help. Do we have a safe word
blink,
for Jenny?
Blink twice. We'll come get you.
Do we have a safe word? Jenny, come up with a safe word for us.
I do get the hostages in the Trump camp being offended by it. I get that.
Sure.
Because it is vulgar. Yeah. It really is vulgar.
Super.
I mean, even cancer victims, I just couldn't get to I had all the people that could possibly be offended, and then I saw homophobic, and I'm like, no, come on.
There's nothing.
We've got 20 people on this side that have a right to stand up. Gorillas. missed.
Maybe it was just because Colbert dresses snazzy.
I just... Maybe. I was lost on that one. So I was glad that came to a quick conclusion. And the only swear word was bleeped. So we're out. I don't get it.
And like you said, it wasn't broadcast live.
No. Because
that's taped at 5 in the afternoon. For those of you who don't know right. the mysteries of late night television, they tape it at like 5 in the afternoon.
But Real Time with Bill Maher is actually taped
right.
live in real time.
But even if Bill Maher said it, who fucking cares? It's on HBO. You're paying to you're paying to get it anyway.
They're after him all the time, though.
But all of the late night shows all tape in the late afternoon. So... That's why, for example, when headlines break late in the day, for example, yesterday when the tragedy happened in Manchester, they put a script up before the show because Rachel Maddow was on last night with Colbert, and you know the whole monologue, everything that happened was all done hours before the headline had broke about Manchester. So none of that was being brought up last night in the show, and they want to make it very clear that we're not talking about it because we didn't know at the time of taping.
Yeah.
So again, it wasn't aired. It was just done in studio. They dealt with, I don't get how, unless somebody in the studio audience was like recording him doing the monologue while they were doing, I don't know how that all got out or what.
No, it's when it aired hours later, bleeped, that conservative radio okay. played it to death. And there were complaints all over the place. Kind of like when, Bill Maher got in trouble over and over again for calling Sarah Palin a cunt, and like the right,
oh,
the right
yeah, yeah.
was like after him constantly for misogynistic comments, and he was like, "No, I like women. I don't like her."
I love what I mean? That.
Like he was.
God, I love that.
He had a lot of stuff, and then he got the thing about he looks better with a dick in his mouth,
mm-hmm.
which then they did to Ann Coulter, and Ann Coulter
she could never look better.
About, oh God, Kennedy with not Kennedy. What's her name? JP, PJ, the one that was on Crossfire for a hot minute?
Oh,
the conservative that's for gay marriage. Anyways, she had the big billboard with a dick in her mouth, too.
That's right.
And as they were talking about it, she's like, you just got to take it. Like we can't, like, we're on different sides. This group is clearly has, what we're saying is offending them. And Joy Behar kind of talked to each one of them in turn, because just coincidentally, all the people that were on those billboards ended up on The View within like a month.
SE Cup.
And she was like, as soon as you take a side, you've offended someone. As soon as you have
no matter
an opinion.
What. I like to breathe in, you like to breathe out.
Yep,
fuck
somebody's
you.
Offended.
Right.
Right.
Okay, so.
I like both, though. I'm bi on breathing, by the way. I like in and out.
So,
yeah, so you're cinema on breathe.
Yeah. So we have to delay.
Wow.
Okay. Pepsi, Coke. What? We have to.
What do you like?
Crack, pure sugar. You know what I mean? Which one are you going for?
You don't know.
So our book club, we were supposed to be done by today for Handmaid's Tale.
I haven't read it.
I'm only halfway through.
Oh my God.
I am going to finish it. Yeah, I'm going to finish it Thursday. Really good. Very good read. Free on Kindle.
Yeah. And read.
Read
by Claire Danes.
Quick. Oh, I don't have the audio. But,
yeah, but on Audible. Sorry. Yeah, on Audible, it's read by Claire Danes.
Oh,
which
I love Claire
Danes. I thought it was interesting because I like having my own voice.
Yeah.
You know, like the different things. But I actually did that as well because God, and Di, I know you're listening, so please don't share this with my mom. But I have to tell you, if I get one more fucking Yahoo alert from my mom walking in going, did you hear? Because we're both at home at the same time anymore. That I'm sitting there with headphones on all the time now.
Yeah. You know that commercial for Southwest Airlines that you need to get away?
Want to get away?
Yeah, maybe you should.
Oh,
even if it's next door. Just go somewhere.
Something.
Yes. And
anyway, but yeah, so I decided that I was reading it, and then I thought, I wonder what
I know, and I
what
almost,
kind of a Claire Danes.
I almost got the audiobook for the drive home yesterday.
Yeah.
And I had
I think it would be
but it's a fast read. It's only 300 pages.
Right.
It's a very short book. And I in like an hour and a half I had read a fifth of it. Like the thing said like 25% or 30%.
Yeah.
It's a fast read.
Really, is.
Really well I read it before. I just want to come to it fresh.
Absolutely.
With all the information.
And that was the difficult part, was listening to it, because when I read it, again, you have your own voice and your own, and it was so much slower, not because I couldn't make it faster, right, on Audible, but because it was just slower that way. So if anyone does listen with the Audible, just kind of bear with that part, because it really is difficult.
But I liked seeing the commercial for it because I just couldn't get a visual, and that was my problem in the 80s too when I read it, or in the early 90s. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get a visual of what they were wearing.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted a book of illustrations. I wanted to see what this outfit is that they're wearing, because I couldn't make it work.
It reminds me of Holland.
Yeah, yeah, but
very
then
much.
I had the people from the Laramie Project with the wings blocking out the Jesus people. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, she had big
much.
Wings, you know what I mean? I just couldn't make work what she was wearing.
Right.
So as soon as I saw the costumes that they had chosen for the new series, I was like,
and that's why it reminded me of Holland.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's what their idea was. Because and the movie with Natasha Richardson. Years ago, I didn't care for it. So
we just watched it because that was
that's all you had.
Well, and I read it when I was in school. So they did the you know, you're watching it, you're reading it, trying to get the...
And Harrison and I had the same English class when we were in college together, and she said we didn't read it for that, so I must have found it on my own at some point.
Sure.
But
I'm excited to watch this, though. I haven't watched the Hulu.
So fast read, but we'll you got a couple more weeks to catch up. Handmaid's Tale, and then Kimmy Schmidt is back.
Yes,
started Friday.
Jenny said she saw the first one and that it was really good.
I've seen seven of them.
Okay,
Titus Lemonading.
I can't.
And when he says, "But stop! I'm lemonading here."
I only got one episode, and Harrison was trying to sleep, and I was like trying to smother myself in a pillow, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe another time.
And
then I found out she was reading. She was in the other room reading, but I thought she had fallen right asleep, and I had buried my face in a pillow. I was laughing so hard, and I'm like, no, another time.
I forgot how it's just layers upon layers upon layers.
Yeah, of never ending.
That's funny. Yeah. I can't stop watching.
And then the show that I have discovered and I had to take a little break from because I am hopelessly, irrationally in love with David is Schitt's Creek.
Oh my God, he's so funny.
Forget to find that to watch it. But that Netflix. Show, the only couple times that I've watched.
Fucking
that's
hysterical.
Right. It's on Chica. I own that. I can get it. Yeah.
Fucking
the two or three that I've seen are just funny.
God, it's smart.
And I had to take a break. I need to save my David.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
is David
ready.
David's the son?
Yes.
Okay.
Fucking hysterical.
Oh my God. Just how he tries to borrow the cedar. To build the thing for his sweater in the exchange with him and Stevie, where she just wants to explain to me how you're going to make a box. Just tell me how this is going to happen.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
Oh my God. Yeah. And then the mom, Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah, come on.
Sitting at the restaurant that they've been in every single day, and the waitress just asks her, do you know what you want to order? And she's like, I'm not quite off book yet. She opens up the menu like it's a script. And I almost shit my pants. I'm not quite off book.
Yeah. It's just such a smart show.
It's so, but I irrationally in love with David. Yeah. Like, I just, and now I have to like spread it out because I'm going to find out like with difficult fucking people that, the, you know, I mean, there isn't a new season and I have to wait to get my fix again. So I need to spread that out.
Yeah.
But if Schitt's Creek, just a treat and a fucking half on Netflix.
It really is.
Roger Moore has died. My first and favorite James Bond, who came to us through Live and Let Die.
James Bond.
Oh, so
I thought
good.
He was the most handsome one.
No.
I really, but, not Pierce Brosnan, not...
Oh, Timothy Dalton is just
Timothy Dalton,
a
but I didn't
dream.
Really watch a lot of those. It was more when...
But he's suave. It's not the... It's,
right,
yeah.
right.
It's
and he could
looks.
Rock a romper.
Yeah.
By God.
Jesus.
I bet he could.
Well, he did. In the old Roger Moore, terry cloth rompers.
Oh my God, you're right.
Walking to the pool
God,
and all.
About
yes.
That.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yes, yes, and David is.
Oh no,
Eugene Levy's son.
Didn't realize that.
Oh yeah,
and
that's his son.
And the daughter is Twyla at the diner. That's their daughter.
Yep.
That's his sister.
I had, wow, keep
well,
in the family.
And Eugene Levy is just fucking brilliant.
Oh, really?
I mean, so funny.
But Bob that owns the garage, when he traps him into working there, just I can't. I was like, I can't.
It's
another show that makes
too
me
funny.
Laugh so hard I fall asleep. The cure to my insomnia is like to find things that make me so happy that I just feel filled with joy and I fall right asleep.
Sorry.
Arrested Development was the first show I ever saw like that.
Okay.
That just made me so
I still
kick
have
my
to try
feet
to get
happy.
Into that. I haven't.
But this is on that list of shows that I just start giggling and smiling, and then I fall asleep in my happy place, mostly thinking of David. Because, and it's not Daniel Levy that I'm in love with. It's the character of David.
It's the character of David.
And right, how he, like, right, turns and walks out of a room and manages to fit a spin in as he closes the door. Right. But I do have to share with you my favorite quote, because he and Stevie go back and forth. Stevie's the woman that runs the desk, the front desk at the motel. And they decide to go out one night because he has no friends, because he doesn't have money to pay people to hang out with them anymore like he did when he was rich. So he has no friends, and Stevie doesn't seem to have anything to do. So they go out, and they kind of are flirting, and they're standing at the store looking at wine. And she's like, I'm a little confused. And he's like, why? She's like, well, I like red wine, and I thought you like red wine. And he's like, well, I do like red wine, but sometimes I like white wine. And one time I dated a Merlot that used to be a Chardonnay, and that got really confusing. And I was hooked on the show forever.
Wine references to
just
sexuality.
The fact that they made their way in there and didn't have to get anything out by describing wine. But one time... It's fucking fantastic.
It's just very smart. Very smart.
But Roger Moore, and people knew him from The Saint in the 60s. The James Bond franchise was dying. Sean Connery had left. They did the one on Her Majesty's Secret Service with George Lazenby, or Lazenby, whatever his name was. And that kind of flopped. Didn't go anywhere. So they were kind of left with nothing, and they brought James Bond into the 70s and gave him Jane Seymour and Paul McCartney and Wings doing Live and Let Die, and they brought the whole franchise back in grand style. And then my personal favorite, The Spy Who Loved Me.
Okay, I remember
with,
you saying
Barbara
that.
Bach and my favorite villain, and then Mr. Jaws was in it with the teeth.
Right.
And I even sat through Moonraker because I was a fan, and Octopussy was really silly. But just he just kept it alive. But just his humor through any time you saw him, he would show up at the Oscars occasionally. He would show up at different awards functions, and just his interaction with other people. Like, he really was that kind of David Niven-ish sort of suave gentleman with a little wink and a smile and a martini to make you laugh. And, you know, his humor was very... maybe a little blue, but he covered it up with being British and kept it classy. You know what I mean?
Sure. That's very true.
You know?
Yeah, that's very true.
He was. I thought he was just a treat. He lived to be 89. God bless him. Long enough. It's time to go.
Don't let the door hit you in the romper.
And then we have to, and then further our like swinging back to Cat, we're going to go to, and you only have to listen to one episode. But Pod Save America, which used to be Keeping It 1600.
Correct.
The boys had revamped their show and...
Well, they went out on their own. So they used to broadcast under a podcast production company called The Ringer. So that was under that umbrella. And so when they quit doing Keeping It 1600, I know too much about these men.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I do, too, because now I'm, like, struggling to keep up
with
them all.
And they're very funny about it. They have started their own media empire called Crooked Media, and now they have a host of 5 different podcasts.
And including the one that respected straight down the middle, respected on both sides.
John Lovett. I love it or leave it.
That so he's got his funny. Own. There's Pod Save the People. There's Pod Save America. But the Pod Save America was just this past weekend, and we didn't have time because I was going to suggest to Harrison that we try to go.
There's no time. Oh, they had
to go
live thing.
They did live from LA. So if you get a chance, Pod Save America did a live podcast.
They've
from
been
LA.
Doing a couple of them. So now it's like every third podcast of Pod Save America is live. Love It or Leave It is always live or live recorded and then broadcast later.
This one out of LA is seriously something to be studied. Like, put it on your list, listen to it. It's an hour and a minute. The first half is entertaining with everything that's gone on, and they're trying to fit all the news in, and it's very entertaining.
It's very,
very funny guys. But the second, well, I guess they do it in like 3 20-minute segments. The middle 20 minutes is an interview with the mayor of LA, and that's what you're in for.
That's a really good interview, too.
He's great. Like, what we need to be doing as progressives, as Democrats, as liberals, what we need to be doing in this time of constant turmoil, what the point is to getting the Olympics to America and to LA, what the goal is for that, what the goal is for neighborhoods, how you should be voting. This mayor of LA, I thought was genius, and like I know Jenny lives just up north in Santa Barbara, and I listened to it on the, I was like clapping. It was very dangerous because I was driving, but I was
don't
applauding
clap and drive.
That.
That's a good knee lock on that.
So
you can do
tell
it.
Me what the mayor's name is of LA, because as
it's a Latin name.
Yes. And he talks about his grandmother, his great-grandmother coming across the border to protect her son.
Eric Garcetti
from the Mexican Revolution.
Mm-hmm. Gil Garcetti?
Eric.
Is that Gil Garcetti's son or
stand by Wikipedia
something?
Will help me.
I don't know.
Is this a football reference, Marnie?
No.
The second you pull a name out, I'm Gil like, Garcetti. Who the fuck, what team is that on?
I don't know who that is.
Or is she just making shit up? Who's Gil Garcetti?
I'm not making anything up.
But who is he?
Was a lawyer-y person. He was a big Gilbert, best known as American politician. He was LA's district attorney. Gil Garcetti.
Okay. So this could be a
I didn't want to say district attorney. I wasn't sure, but yeah. 92.
You know, from the Los Angeles Garcettis.
2000. Yes, he is. Father of Eric Garcetti.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so the mayor is the father of...
No, he's the son
That's the son of. Got it.
Yep. Oh, so there you go. So he would have been the mayor during the riots. He would have been during the riots.
And all of...
OJ.
OJ, and yep.
So if you get it... Actually, don't if you get a chance. You absolutely must listen to this interview. Like, if your thought is for what are we going to do for the next 2 years for politics, what is our goal for our neighborhoods, our schools, the children, all of that stuff, covered in the most succinct way, and as everybody's talking about the vacuum of who is the up-and-coming Democratic Party, this guy is the real fucking deal.
The real deal,
like,
yeah.
This interview was astonishing. I really was. And then the podcast
I wanted to write Bartlett for America on a napkin.
I was very impressed with that. So take a moment,
Pod Save America.
Pod Save America. And it was just this last... I think it was just put up...
It was the most... It was yesterday.
Sunday or Monday, yeah.
They put out... Pod Save America comes out on Mondays and Thursdays.
That's right.
Love It or Leave It comes out on Saturday mornings.
And then 538 has to keep doing emergency updates because the news
NPR
won't stop breaking.
NPR does a lot of those, too, yeah.
Every 7 minutes, you get a new story.
So you get a new story. So that
and also, he is, and that's what I thought too. That's why I was hesitant. He is a producer and has acted on The Closer, Major Crimes, and The DA.
Gil Garcetti.
TNT,
Got it.
That's why I was like, wait a minute. I know he was a bigwig, but I didn't want to. Anyway, digress.
Well, very good. So Pod Save America, the LA thing, and I'm done. GIL, right?
Yeah.
There's that. I'm going to tag on to your little.
Gil's his dad.
Your entertainment thing for a very tiny thing that I just thought was funny that it I'm not as affluent at watching old movies like you are, Al, but and so I've been catching them here and there as they've been on the American Movie Classics channel or whatever the hell that's called.
I think fluent, not affluent.
Whatever. Irregardless.
On the right. I definitely know him.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, when I watched yesterday Straight Jacket, I told you it was on the TV, and I just happened to watch it because I'm like, well, it's on. Fuck it. I might as well learn how this is. Horrible movie. Horrible may be too much, but it was really a cheesy movie, I thought. But what stood out to me was this. I always look for product placement in every TV show, in everything. Sure. And they get crafty and they hide some of it very well. Others, they don't. In the series that I like, the Jerry Seinfeld series, the Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, it's sponsored by Acura. So they always do this blatantly horrible, but it's staged product placement of a car. And they do it, and Jerry plays it off, and it's very funny. But when I was watching the Straight Jacket movie yesterday, this scene pops up. And I about fell out of my chair because I'm like, really? And the lighting, what cracked me up so much is when you watch these old movies, the lighting where they walk into frame and it's just their eyes Well, that fucking box of Pepsi Cola sitting on that countertop was lit up like a fucking airport.
Like a close-up, yeah. And
it, I mean, this picture doesn't do it the justice of how bright that fucking picture was.
It pretty does based on the shadows on the wall. Like, I'm not walking into a kitchen that's that brightly lit.
But I just thought it was so funny that this all of a sudden she walks in and there's this six-pack of Pepsi on the counter, this farmhouse that's supposed to be that they're living in after she gets out of the asylum.
Oh, because, yeah, those dresses and haircuts go with just out of the fresh out of the asylum.
It just cracked me up. When I saw that, I'm like, oh, there's your product placement. Not subtle at all.
No.
I just thought it was funny. Oh, my heavens. My God, it's been a couple weeks. But
your assignment is the women. Find it, love it, learn it.
Well, I told you I watched The Chains, or The Chained, the 1934 one.
Yeah, you got to watch the women.
That's how I figured out. I had never realized that Clark Gable was so funny.
Oh, yeah.
He was a very funny actor in the way he did. Yeah, I mean,
it happened one night.
I'm sure not all of his...
But when he dabbled in comedy, he was very funny.
I thought it was very
including
funny.
His most famous comedic performances that happened one night. Mm-hmm. Oh, and he's Girl Friday, too. His Girl Friday is... Now that's Cary Grant. I can't remember. It's Rosalind Russell and... I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Don't know. Anywho, after 2 weeks off, we're going to get with Kat Carlson in two things. Go something like this. You'll be hearing from Kat in just seconds.
Two things is what she brings. Two things is what she's talking about. Two things, important little things. That is what she's spouting out.
You just need two things.
That means two things.
Let's get two things clear.
And then two things about yourself.
And I've come to share with you one of two things. No, two of two things. We're sharing two things right now.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world.
Quick, grab two things you love.
It can be two things.
Only two things in the world I'm scared of.
Rise of frazzled two things.
Remember two things.
I believe in two things.
Guys are only after two things.
What's better, doing two things at once or just one?
Never half-ass two things. Whole ass one thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kat Carlson.
Oh my gosh. Well, Al, that was a perfect segue as we leaned political for a minute. Thing number one tonight is, big surprise, local politics. So the Arizona State Legislature is getting ready to wrap up their session. They're getting ready to go on their summer break, as am I.
Yep. As are we. See?
Right. I'm very excited, but we want to highlight just a couple of things that your local state legislature, and it turns out I feel like we have more local listeners than we think, because I feel like every time I turn around, somebody's like, oh yeah, I listened to your podcast the other day.
No.
Well, that's where the twat waffle came from.
Which is wonderful.
Somebody I got on the elevator at work, and was like, okay, twat waffle, and I'm like, oh no.
Oh.
I say, no, I just listen to the show. I'm like, okay.
No, that's fantastic. So local Arizona listeners, these will actually pertain to you. Other American listeners, you might want to check on your own state legislature because they're all fucking us over.
Happening at a legislature near you.
At a legislature near you. So here's some gems that our Arizona state legislature has given us.
These are stuff they've slipped by us? Is that what these are?
Well, they haven't slipped by us. No, they do it out loud in session.
But I realize that, but a lot of people don't pay attention
to
these
things.
Well,
we're not paying any attention.
So what have they done?
They've expanded school vouchers, which vouchers is this concept that some kids deserve state money to be taken out of their public school so that they can go to a private school.
Okay.
Here in Arizona, that has been expanded. It's not terrible yet. It's not like universal. Like when people talk about school vouchers, they're projecting when they're available to everyone. And then there's this mass exodus of public schools, and all that are left are the poorest people who can't make up the difference between what the state would give you and actual private school tuition. Mm-hmm. Right? Because that's how that would help. So school vouchers actually only really help kids whose parents can't afford that gap. Right.
Right.
So they really help rich people the most and poor people the least.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like so many things that government does.
Like so many things. So our school voucher, the Empowerment Scholarship Account, as it were, has been expanded and will allow up to 30,000 students to participate on a first-come, first-served basis. No other criteria. And it does. It takes public funds out and more than they actually spend in the public school to go spend at a private school.
So that your public school become underfunded, mostly doing ESL, English as a second language, and just leaving we're back to separate but equal that we're back to that. So it's going to turn into another Brown.
You have access to health care, but you can't afford it. Yeah. You have access to education, but you can't afford the kind that's going to do any good. Moving right along, they tweaked the disability acts a little bit to give a business up to 90 days to correct their accessibility violations, which is an extension before a lawsuit can be filed, and exempting websites from state accessibility requirements. So now, websites, nope, we don't have to. We're fine. Disabled people don't need the internet.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I'm wondering, with regards to that, because I don't have to utilize these things, mm-hmm. aside from the obvious things that would jump out to me for that would be something that would magnify for maybe those visually impaired on a website, though that oftentimes that's something that's local on your own computer. I'm trying to think of other things that would be.
Oh, you can't go to school anymore with it. You cannot go to college anymore without having access to Blackboard, and you have to be able to get on it from home. Like, you can't do your homework anymore without there is no papers being written. If you're in a discussion group, it's all
I just
online.
Needed more of an understanding of what that meant. Okay.
Well, in website accessibility, I could.
We're not talking about just going to Google and looking up something.
No,
you're talking about schools
specific.
Like,
you can't do anything now.
Not school specific at all.
Everything.
Okay.
Website accessibility can include things like the metadata under a photo. So suppose your website uses mostly photos to convey your point, right? From an accessibility standpoint, you should also have alternative text for perhaps a blind person is trying to access your website and is using an audible
device. Oh, so it would describe.
Right.
Okay.
And it does. But it doesn't matter because we're in Arizona. We don't have to have it anymore.
Okay. But that's, you know what, but I mean? That's what it was.
That's an example of something that might need to be done to a website to improve the accessibility.
Right. So visually impaired people can get a description of whatever they're surfing for. Okay. Got it. Okay.
Right. Private gun sales. Here's a fun one. I like it when they pass laws to prevent laws from being passed for public safety. The Senate bill 1122 prevents state, county, and city governments from requiring background checks on private gun sales. So the city of Phoenix can't say, you know what, here's the thing. We're going to have to do some background checks if we're going to start transferring guns around on the Craigslist. We're going to have to figure out a process and set up a thing. Nope, city of Phoenix can't do that. Cannot do that.
Now, did you just say that they made a law that says you can't bring another law? Is it like the plastic bag
the plastic
bullshit?
Bag one.
State, county, and city governments cannot require background checks on private gun sales.
Cannot require. So that means that you can't even bring it up, like, ever. Is that what that means?
They would have to fight the state law.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is. It's the plastic bag world.
Yeah. And so now you have to go to the courts and say, this is
ridiculous.
Yeah, this is in breach of what we need.
So there's quite a few on this list, but there is a positive one that I want to highlight, and that is House Bill 2494, which does protect any civil lawsuits against anyone who enters a locked, unattended vehicle to rescue a child or a pet. You cannot be sued
for breaking
the window
right.
to get the dog out of the car. So that's a happy one.
Thank
Got
God.
That one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is so fucking dumb.
Right.
Well, I mean, a dog, a baby, anybody. Like, fucking get them out of the car.
I was at the grocery store this last week, and they, like, very audibly called over the loudspeaker. Like, I'm checking out. I'm talking to the cashier, trying to, because, good Lord, these people are smart. There's this one checker at Fry's that I just try and avoid. And for some reason, she's always just, like,
popping
up. Yeah,
she's always open, yeah.
Well,
because everybody's avoiding her.
Even when I think I'm not going to her, all of a sudden she taps whoever on the shoulder and says, hey, why don't you go on break? I'll take over. I'm like, God damn it!
I was next in line! I was almost home, Mrs. Garrett.
I was almost home. In any event, so they yell like loud over the loudspeaker, like, we need a manager out front. We got a dog in a car. Manager out front, dog in a car. And you count to five, right? Yeah. One, two, three. And there she goes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And her yoga pants and her coach purse, and she's very worried and very offended. Well, what? I left the windows down. What's going on? I just don't understand it. And I said, lady, don't fucking leave your dog in the car.
Yeah, easy. It's on every commercial and billboard.
Take your dog home
and
then go to the store.
Well, yes. It just fucking drives me nuts.
I get that you took your dog to walk with you on the greenbelt. That's fine. That's fine. Good. Take your dog for a walk. I love that. But then take him home. Give him a little water, a little pat. Let him take a nap. You go to Fry's and pick up your condoms and then go back home. Whatever.
Pick up the condoms. Yep. Now we have a specific reason to go to the store.
I don't know. She looked whorish to me.
Fucking hooker.
Whorish.
Whorish.
Yeah. So
once you leave the dog in the car, all names, dogs or kids in the car, all names are appropriate.
Yeah, but now you can't be sued for breaking the window to get the dog or the kid out.
Right. Because who's the douchewad? You know what I mean? Like, but after listening to that criminal, after listening to that criminal episode where the guy shot somebody point blank in the neck and got 2 years, I'm like, okay, there's just weird laws.
America's
like
broken.
Yeah, if somebody can sue you back for rescuing their dog from a dead car.
Yeah. Yeah, there's quite a few more. The state legislature passed over 300 bills. Some of them were tweaks to already existing stuff. Some of them were the ones highlighted here. There are more. Pay attention, guys. Look, go find the list. Go find out what's going on. And, you know, let's try and pay more attention all the time and try and even get ahead of it so that we can call before they pass them and be more active and more involved, because your state legislature are the people that are fucking up your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually not Donald Trump. It's actually not Marco Rubio. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's your local governments.
It's local government that's actually...
Well, they're all working together, but most importantly, stuff that's happening in your hometown is what's affecting you immediately.
Right. And why don't we
fix
your
own house first?
Right.
Yeah.
Clean up your own backyard before you get... Too involved.
Get too crazy.
Unless you're a person who decided you're going to jump the shark and you're just going to go and you're going to run for that office and you are going to go to the big boy pool. Different. If that's you, do that. But
go do that.
Concentrate on this first.
Yeah. But
local.
If you're just
and they always say, think globally, act locally. Yeah.
Oh, if you're going to be an armchair activist, really do it at the state level.
Do it at the
city level.
Watch what they're doing. Watch who you're, and that is the one thing that the mayor of LA just keeps shooting home.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit out the 2018 elections.
Yep.
Don't say there's a 2017 elections coming up, and a lot of states have these like off year elections coming up. We have to get the governorships back. You have to, so they can veto some of these laws.
Some of these crazy legislature laws. Bullshit. Yeah. So that was thing number one. Thing number two, I feel like
we've... It's very Chris Hayes of you.
What's that?
It's very Chris Hayes of
you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you know that the segment he does?
I don't know.
The guy before Rachel, Chris Hayes?
Yeah, I know who Chris Hayes is.
Yeah. So he has, like, at 40 minutes past the hour, he's in the show. It's what he does. He has thing one and thing two.
Oh.
And it's funny. I thought that's where you got that.
That's very funny. No, I just made that.
Because he gives you the first story and he goes... But then he teases it, you know, and thing two in 60 seconds, commercial, boom, and he hits you with the other one.
All right.
That you're like, what the fuck?
Pretend we just had the commercial.
Do-do-do.
Thing two, this strikes me as funny, and this is your who to follow on social media this week. So we've all seen the memes and the funny things that are going on about Melania not holding Trump's
slapping
hand, right?
It
slapping it away. She's done it twice now.
Yeah.
She's done it twice now.
Time.
Once in the white dress, once in the black dress.
The first time is the best.
Was that off the plane?
Yeah, the second time was smoother. The second time was at the top of the stairway.
Right. Is there
getting off the plane.
Yeah.
And he reaches out to hold her hand and she up to the brow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the gross thing about that is then he grabs her ass instead.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but the one where they're walking and she like
flips. That's the one that I saw and I fucking love that.
Oh, yeah. There's two or three.
All
and
bam.
She has to get him to salute at one point. She places his elbow to make him salute.
Well, she hits him in the side once to put his hand over his heart.
Yeah. There's the hand over the heart and there's the salute. Oh. So, Ananda's going on about like...
As soon as he's done.
That things aren't going fast enough. The one thing to remember is we're in the middle of like scandal after scandal and we have a special prosecutor with how long these things take, that for perspective, Clinton got impeached in 98-ish.
Sounds right.
For lying under oath about Monica, for perjury, for lying about Monica Lewinsky. That special prosecutor, Kenneth Starr, was brought on for Whitewater.
Yeah, right.
The investigation that led to the perjury charge started a year and a half before Clinton ever met Monica Lewinsky.
Nope.
Right.
So just think in terms of
these
what's
going
on.
These things are
going
to take a long time.
It's going to take a long time.
I don't know that it'll take that long with Donald.
It does seem to be snowballing a little bit quickly because Whitewater was what? Like, seriously, no one can still explain what the fuck that was. But it's one of those things, though, where once they opened up that door and gave prosecutorial rights, or however you want to say that, then it just starts that thing of now they can look into everywhere.
And Gennis Starr was the last special prosecutor under that. I've been listening to too many of these podcasts.
Yeah.
Was the last time. So it was after, I think it was after Nixon, they passed a law that created this special prosecutor scenario. And it wasn't a law, it was a Justice Department thing. It was just a guideline. For creating this independence for when they needed it. And there were all of these guidelines and what would trigger it and what would whatever. And then after the Kenneth Starr investigation, they let that law lapse.
And then they passed something in the interim. Right.
And so now what we have is different than that. So it's good. It's going to people that are like comparing
the
two.
Special counsel.
Right.
Calling it.
So the former FBI guy that they brought in to do all the Trump investigating.
Bob Mueller.
Yeah, yeah. He still answers to the Justice Department. So he still answers to the Deputy Attorney General, which is
Trump can fire him.
And Trump can fire him. Which would be terrible because then they would just appoint another one.
Then you're at the Saturday Night Massacre. Then you get to Nixon level.
Then you're actually obstructing justice probably. Mm-hmm. Because then if they find any other crime and you fired the guy who's finding it, then you're actually obstructing justice. Right. And you're exhausted.
And then you have to think of it as it's not a crime. It's not a crime trial. It's political.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to. They have to. The House becomes the grand jury and decides whether or not to indict based on the evidence.
Yeah.
So a Republican, as long as Republicans are getting what they want and they're getting cuts, they're getting. You know, they know he's going to sign. I love that they're calling it wealth care now. Instead of healthcare, as long as they know they're going to get those things, they're not going to line up to do it. They're not going to. So it doesn't matter what they find. If they, it's a political movement, not a
right.
Legal
because we've
thing.
Said all along, the only people that can stop this Trump train
are Republicans.
Is Congress.
Is Congress, and it's Republican. So the one thing that it looks like it's going really slowly, but it's only been 3 months. The thing that came down, that special counsel came down so fast,
really quickly,
and without warning, and blindsided them as they were, you know. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
That's a really good development on everybody's part.
Can anyone tell me why the Satan, Bannon, went with to Saudi Arabia or whatever? Like, what the fuck was he still doing there?
Airline miles. He just was collecting airline miles, and then him and Jared, was it Jared got sent home?
Oh, sure. Did they?
Bannon and Rance Priebus, they got sent home.
Okay.
And so they're already, if I'm not mistaken, they're already back stateside.
Got it.
And
they got sent home right away because of the, like, did you ever see the Goldie Hawn movie where she's
Overboard?
The attaché?
Yes.
No, where she's the cultural attaché?
Yes.
That they had a specific job to make sure he didn't fuck up. They had researched what he should do or say in a Muslim country and how he should act and what she could do. And it's when you... They were there specifically to keep him in line in that country. But then as they went to different countries, they were no longer needed. Their research, there isn't the same rules. Protocol is the name of the Goldie Hawn movie.
Right.
There aren't those
same
protocols that they have to follow. So they just had to get him from committing a hate crime in Saudi Arabia. And that they were guard dogs on him. Where if you blunder slightly in Israel, in Belgium, wherever he's going next, it's not that bad. Everybody makes gaffes. Everybody does stupid shit.
Sure.
But because he's so unversed, they were there for that specifically.
To tackle him.
No,
what
you can touch or not touch. And it really was funny that they said, did they come home because of the crisis? And like everybody is admitting, nope. Their
babysitting job was over.
Babysitting him.
Yeah.
And they had to watch out for Melania, too, because as a woman in a country... Yeah. Blink twice if you can hear me.
Right.
But she also may not know that much about that culture. So they were there to help her so that she could be a good representative of our country and a good first lady and not accidentally offend someone. So, like, people, when they go on these foreign trips, there's people that are there just specifically to be the Gary from Veep and whisper in their ear, like, don't touch that, don't say that, don't walk there. a step behind, a step ahead. How you know? It's,
yeah.
So that was an interesting bit of, well, what do we used to call that? Like, good politics, bad optics. That it looks bad that they raced home, but it was good politics. They had done their job. They were no longer needed.
Sure. I don't know how we got all the way to there.
We got a long way from where we were going.
I was kind of answering Anand's questions about why the things are,
because I want to show the picture.
So slowly.
I do too. I want you to show the picture. So back to the hand holding. If you're not following Pete Souza on Instagram, you have to be. He was the Obama's White House photographer.
Oh yeah.
And
he
is trolling the shit out of all things. So this is what he's posted. Most recently.
I love it.
And the caption just says, holding hands.
He's the one that did the, put up the picture of Hillary, wasn't it, in the White House because of cuntbag and dumbass and dumbass.
He's the guy, so every contrast photo that you've seen in the past 3 months.
Right.
Yeah. Every contrast photo is Sarah Palin and her family. Every contrast photo that you've seen from the Obama administration in response to something that Trump has done has come from Pete Souza, and
that's
fantastic. Delightful to follow on Instagram.
That's
great. So if you use if you use the Instagram, it's Pete, the traditional spelling, Souza, Souza, all together. I'm sure he's on Twitter as well, and he's on the Facebook. I find him on Instagram. And is just a delight. So if you're longing for better times,
I love it.
And still in love with the Obamas, he's got all the goods.
How can you not be?
Well, I honestly believed they were in love and enjoyed each other, which
and their children.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I honestly felt like...
And people.
They come across as a genuine...
And
people.
Animals.
Right. As
and
a genuine, really, loving family.
I really felt like Laura Bush was assigned to keep George W. from hurting himself.
Sure.
Not others, but himself. And Hillary and Bill were a dynamic partnership, but in no way did I think they had seen each other.
There wasn't always a lot of warmth.
They weren't
there.
Bumping uglies. Yeah.
They seem to like each other a lot more now than they did.
And
then.
Ronnie and Nancy were just gross.
I agree.
Like, that was just gross to watch.
I agree.
I'm sorry. When you call your wife mommy, we're done. We're fucking done.
Wait till we get Mother Pence, honey. Wait till we get Mother Pence.
Oh, yes. Mama Pence.
If he can escape.
Well, I don't know that he can escape. I don't know that he's going to.
And I'm not sure if he's susceptible to, because I know the president's exempt from a lot, but I don't know if the vice president is.
Well, what the
well,
one
if he lied?
The,
if
wait
he,
a minute, no, to the impeachment part,
right?
Yeah, because if they can prove that he had a piece in it,
well, yeah,
absolutely.
Can
he be prosecuted as like
go back to Watergate?
No, because he knew about Flynn, because Flynn talked to him and he had his thing. Like,
but you know what I mean? Like, the only remedy for a president is impeachment.
Oh,
it's
and
not
vice
actual,
president too. That's how we lost Spiro Agnew.
Yeah.
Okay, so impeachment's the only remedy.
They can
for
both
him
be
too.
Impeached.
Yep.
So to get to Orrin Hatch,
Agnew resigned, but they were starting.
They were after.
Yeah, right.
This is,
and I'm not 99%, but I'm almost sure they can.
I don't think we've ever had anybody like dig their heels in until the bitter end, like being carried out by the Secret Service. They resign when it looks bad. When it looks
the problem
the end
with
is near.
The succession is then that tape that came out. Was it Friday that it came out? I don't know if it was the New York Times or the Washington Post, and it was McCarthy. Is his name McCarthy? Kevin McCarthy from California. That douchewad. He's the one that got caught on camera saying, "Oh, we're doing the Benghazi because watch Hillary Clinton's poll numbers fall." Well, now he was in a room with Paul Ryan and a couple other people, and says, "Well, you know who else is being paid by the Russians?" And he mentions one name, and he goes, "And Trump."
Oh, that Trump, that tape.
And then
like
somebody says something, he goes, "No, swear to God."
Yeah.
And Paul Ryan says, "But we keep it in the family, no leaks."
Yes.
So they presented them, and I can't remember who. Somebody's got to find the report. I think it's New York Times. But the New York Times said
the
to them,
Times and the Post are just leapfrogging each other.
Oh, investigative journalism at its best. Mm-hmm. And they're relying on public funding. They've become PBS funding because the newspapers aren't making enough money. So now there's this this organization, not PBS, but it's like a publicly funded, not-for-profit.
People are throwing money at them?
That are giving money to the newspapers to help them with their journalism. So this reporter says to, and I think his name is McCarthy from California.
Sounds right.
Says, "I have a tape like I've no, I've heard that there was a conversation between you and Paul Ryan about Trump being on Russia's payroll, and he's like, no, 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 that's not true. That's not true.
Well, and here, then, listen to this.
No, but then he tells him, he's like, oh, he's like, no. He's like, well, someone leaked it from the meeting. He's like, no, it never happened. That never happened. He's like, we have the audio. Someone recorded it. And he's like, oh, we were kidding.
Right.
So did you...
Wait, did it not
did
happen,
or was
it
a joke? Kidding? Right. And now one? When you said swear to God, where did that fall in? And then when yeah. Paul Ryan says, we keep this in the family, yeah. no leaks... So right. that's the damning piece of evidence.
Well, because we need that to happen, because honest to God, I'm praying for Orrin Hatch at this point.
Oh, no, I mean, that. Then which, you get down to like the pro temp. You get down to something I'm not even sure who the fuck that
it's
is.
It's Orrin Hatch.
Is it Orrin Hatch?
Yeah, he's, yeah.
Oh.
But he's the Senate pro temp. Okay, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm praying to God for Orrin Hatch, because that motherfucker has been, number one, he's been a senator from Utah as long as I've been alive. Yeah, like, literally as long as I've been alive. Yeah,
So it makes it interesting as to who they would go after. And the one reason that Pence could be a sacrificial lamb to the whole thing is his career was over because he was not going to win re-election in Indiana, and he had announced he wasn't running because his chances were so poor. I think he might have been primaried, or he had to say he wasn't running before that, and they were like almost about to say Chris Christie, and then they realized this guy's got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
And so it could be, since his career is not getting any better and he's not making friends, they might throw him under the bus, and Trump may be okay with letting him go.
No, sure. Yeah, I've thought about that too.
And it will be funny. But then when they came out with that, I mean, as like the plane is taking off and the guy on somebody was taking it was Nicole Wallace's show. And the guy that was reporting live from the
Nicole
White House,
Wallace.
As the plane is taking off, as Air Force One, he's like, well, it's Friday, we're all going for drinks. And Nicole Wallace was like, the way the news cycle's going, I think he got a couple more live shots coming today. Might want to think about that drink. Then they go to meet the press, but Chuck Todd
was off.
So then the story breaks about this leak, about the person of interest, about calling them crazy. And they go back to the guy in the lawn, and he's like, I wanted a drink. And then they come back to, like, the only person who's kind of being, like, because they don't have a Jeffrey Lord, or they don't have the truly insane on MSNBC.
Right.
But they have people who are, like, the voices of reason, and they look to him, and he just had his head in his hands, and he's like, just steer into the skid. Just, I don't know, like, now what do you...
yeah, what you can do.
And it was so funny, because he was just exasperated. He's like, just, I guess, steer into the skid at this point. It's over, right? And it was like, fuck. Last Friday was rough. That was rough news.
I believe it.
And I thought it was funny, because right after that broke, I think it was Nicole Wallace who's like, she looks at somebody and she goes, so... Say you're on Air Force One about right now, and you got, you know, the executives are in the middle, you got the middle of the plane, you got all the press in the back. What's going on in all that?
Yeah.
Well, the Ponce of America guys talked about that too, because people that don't know, the guys that are doing this podcast we're talking about, Ponce of America, they all worked for Obama. They were his speechwriters.
And traveled with him.
So they've been on that plane.
They know what
it feels like, and they're just imagining like how terrible that
how
must feel.
How tense and awful.
Right.
So when
to
that plane
Trump
lands,
on
how's
a tirade
that going
to
go?
In the back to have all of the press in their area on the front. There's one hallway and a conference room in the middle. How's that 14-hour flight
and
to Saudi Arabia?
Can you imagine all of a sudden you're there, everybody kind of sits down and relaxes, wheels are up, drinks may just start being served, and all of a sudden phones just start lighting up.
They said that when they touched down in Rome that the phones all lit up, and the one lady was like, I'm ready, just go ask me a question. Like she was just on the phone, and like, you know, it's not wherever they came from. I think they went from Israel to Rome, which is not that long of a flight, a couple hours. But she said, like, the phone's all lit up, and she was like, just go. What?
Yeah. I needed that drink.
I think that one was staged. Did he arrive in Rome today? So I think that was on Nicole Wallace's show today. Like, what?
Well, how about the fact that a
kind
pope
of like,
has to say, I won't judge him. Like, that a pope has to say, I'm not going to judge him before I meet him.
And how
You're
can,
the pope.
How can
You're they, not supposed to judge lest ye be judged, for Christ's sake.
Oh, but kind of, these are the raping Catholics and Prada shoes.
No, but
like,
I'm just saying.
You got like, the high moral ground on anybody.
And speaking of the pope.
You're treating little kids like puppet shows with your hands up.
Did anybody else realize that they've now said that, what's her name? whatever her name is, Gingrich's wife, Miss Gingrich.
Oh, she got which the job of ambassador so, to
wait,
the Pope.
Which one?
Ambassador to the Pope, the current wife.
Oh, the current one.
So
oh,
yeah. I laugh at the fact one. That, A, okay, first of all, somebody said, I think that means Newt Gingrich has to move to Rome. Okay, fine, move. But the other thing I thought was funny was, really, Gingrich? What? How many marriages have you had? And isn't this?
I think this is
and
three.
Isn't this
oh,
wife?
I thought this was third.
Isn't this the wife third. That he was having the affair with while the other wife was dying?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, or head dying yeah. or head cancer? Yeah.
Yeah. And she wears that helmet, that blonde helmet.
Oh, yes. But I'm like, the Pope's got to be like, how did I get you people? Like, really? Adulterer, no. A pig? You've been divorced how many times?
And that is a largely. Mostly 99.9% ceremonial role with a city state. Like that's of no importance.
Throwing parties for priests.
And that really does kind of get him. It's out. Got a nice sound to it. She gets to feel religious because I don't think she's Catholic. I think they're Methodist. So it makes, but it has, there's nothing. There's nothing.
There's nothing religious.
There's no interaction there.
No, but
Swiss Guard is never coming.
No,
to help
but regardless
us,
of whether or not there is Tom anything Hanks that they movie. Really have to do, to me it's funny that that's who you appoint. Don't you look at their track record? Find somebody maybe a little better,
yeah,
even if it's a ceremonial
but
title.
They honestly have no one, except for Pence. They have no one that lives up to the standards that they set for family values. There is no one.
Yeah, there. I mean,
everybody else is divorced or given blowjobs in the bathroom, or you know what I mean. Like,
who are you going to get?
Are you going to get?
Can you pick Gingrich and his wife?
Really? But I mean,
that's what
you got left.
Woo. It might be.
Bankrupt
Jesus.
Group of people preaching about family values.
Yeah. You got none.
Because it really might be Gingrich, which is such a sad fucking statement. Awful.
Paul Ryan and Pence, Pence won't be alone in a room with a woman because he might rape her.
Right.
He might.
True. Could.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
Without his
he
wife.
He doesn't want to be tempted.
Without his wife.
Or daughters.
Jeez. Wow.
I mean,
God.
Like, he can't be alone with his daughters.
He has to be chaperoned. Yeah, he has to be chaperoned at all times.
Kidding me?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Because they might fall.
And yes, the Al...
Head over heels.
So maybe we'll add the Al Franken book to our... our book club.
That'd be fun.
We're not done with you, I feel.
No, that's it.
No, really?
Susan, that was thing too.
Oh, okay. I thought there was something else that you were going to chime in about.
No.
There was something. I just felt it. I'm not sure. I did appreciate it. Al called me on Friday. I didn't realize he was rolling out of town at the time he called me. For some reason, the acoustics of the Ford Fusion were just such. I didn't realize. I thought you were standing in your house, actually.
Yeah.
So he calls me to let him, he's leaving town, blah, blah, blah. But he called to share with me the joy of this, what he just explained about the literally wheels up Air Force One, breaking news, what the fuck, all this kind of stuff. Well, he shared with me another thing which made me laugh because he didn't realize that Nicole Wallace now has her own show.
Oh, yeah, that's
on
what I
called
MSNBC,
Deadline,
right?
Called Deadline, and she opens the show every day with, it's 4 o'clock. Do you know where your president is?
Yeah.
And he says, so now we both have boyfriends on MSNBC.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
Because he loves
her.
And I like her more now. I didn't like her in the beginning. I didn't like her at all
on
The
View. I liked her on
The
View.
I didn't like her because I thought.
Tweet at her.
But now
frequently.
I feel like her eyes are open. Mm-hmm. Then I didn't feel like it.
That's
I thought she
I
was a little more.
There.
Well, no, I. Why would you like? I thought her eyes were closed there.
No, I think it was toward, and I'm going to say it was more toward
the
end.
Yeah.
When I kind of went, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
And not
I saw her
she
early on.
Agreed with, but speaking for myself, that she agreed with a lot of the things that I felt. It was just more. It just sounded smarter than any of the other. Like to
yeah, and she was starting to see the hypocrisy.
The hypocrisy
right. So now that now that I see her now, I'm like, oh, she's on. Have your beliefs do this, but she at least is seeing it for what it is.
Right.
Which before I didn't think she was early on when she was on The View. And granted, I don't watch The View hardly ever, but the few times that I saw it with her, I was like, really?
Well,
you're just as blind as everybody else.
I think she was a grab into the news world because Sunny, that's now on there now. I stopped taping it a while ago, but Sunny from
Sunny Hostins.
Sunny Hostins. Mm-hmm. She was the one that they were really going after. And then they needed somebody with a news ish background, but a real political background, and because
and she had that.
Well, and because there's an Emmy award winning movie about her, like she's kind of in that celebrity
kind of a
world,
catch, right?
Which they didn't realize at the time that that's all she knew. She watched The West Wing. They made a movie about her, and that's pretty much where her. So she never knew who they were interviewing. Most of the time, the celebrities would come out, and she'd be like, "I don't know
who this is."
Oh, okay.
Right?
Because she was straight politics. So until something political came on, she was kind of lost, and that's why they got rid of her because they're like, "You're kind of useless at that." not realizing, like, we've said this like two different cycles now. Right after the election cycle, usually everything slows down. It's not sexy. Yeah. They weren't planning on...
Still not sexy, but
they weren't planning on that going ass over tea kettle. Right. And they fired her just as the orange dumpster fire entered the race.
Sure.
Just as she would have been a necessary evil, and MSNBC was smart enough to
just
be like,
snatch her
we'll
up.
Take
right
her.
On
yeah.
it. Right.
Because smart commentary inside the Beltway is inside as you can get. I mean, she was...
Here's what I'm
in the White House on 9/11 and ran, or you know, ran. Yeah. What's it helped run? What's his face?
She worked for campaign. W and worked for campaign.
I'm also waiting to see this.
McCain.
Lawrence O'Donnell's contract is up, and MSNBC is not talking about renewing it for him. Here's what I've been watching, and this is just me being overly optimistic, I'm sure. I keep watching the end of Rachel, and she keeps bleeding. They're doing it on purpose. They're bleeding her over into his show. Be it 1, 2, 5, 10. One day she took up like the first 15 to 20 minutes with him. They're bleeding her over. She's the number one rated show on cable news right now, which I get that. But what I was like, optimism was like, okay, we're not going to renew Lawrence because I'm going to say producer, but I don't think that's the right term. Whoever is in control of whatever they're doing on MSNBC does not like Lawrence O'Donnell. Already they butt heads. They already don't like each other. He doesn't like the way Lawrence does whatever the hell he does. So he doesn't want him there anyway. So my optimism or my hope is maybe I'm going to get 2 hours out of my boyfriend.
Oh my gosh. I think that's too much.
Because there's so much to fit in. But no.
Not unlike our show.
No. Yeah. But sensibly.
As we're at 10:20 on
season.
But sensibly what I think is because he has replaced him and filled in so many times, I think Ari Melber is the one who's going to be put into that.
Steve Wernicke.
I think you're right.
I don't like.
Is that the bald guy with the glasses?
No, that's Val. No. That's Ali Velshi.
Yeah, that's Ali Velshi.
No, the Ali. Well, I'm saying the right name wrong. Ali Mel. What did I say? Ali Melber. Whatever his name. He's the lawyer. He's the political guy that puts on everybody the dark haired one.
Yeah. Very handsome.
Very handsome guy. But I think he's going to be the one that slips in.
Plus, I think Rachel will have a nervous breakdown if she has to do that first.
Well, she said on Colbert last night, she's like, it's nuts. She goes like, again, we do a whole show, we prepare, and then something breaks, we throw everything out the window. She's it's so hard to fit all of it in an hour. And when she said that again, I'm like, we need 90 minutes. Give us 90 minutes.
Well, last week tonight with John Oliver.
Last week?
I haven't seen that.
Had this whole thing, and he's like, and here's what we were, here was the boring segment we were really going to do. Which I don't
the
remember,
TSA one?
The TSA one, and it was hysterical.
He does it all in 90 seconds.
Wow.
Including dancing penguins. He's like, it really made sense. He's like, this part really sold it.
But we can't do it. So he runs down. It was very funny.
I think he's the smartest funny guy on TV.
It was quite funny.
Oh, yeah, he really is.
And he's off for the whole month. I think the month of June.
No, just Memorial Day.
Oh, I thought he said that. Oh, maybe I read that wrong. It's just the last
it'll be
one.
June the next time.
Got it. Because like, I was afraid he was going to be gone for some period
Bill
of time.
Bill Maher goes off when the Congress is not in session. When Congress goes on recess, Bill Maher takes off. Or that's how he used to do it. And I can't remember. I think he'll take July off. I think he leaves. But they all. John Oliver, I think, goes off.
But it's HBO. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
They left right after the election. All of them last year did the post-election episode and then took off till Inauguration Day, all of them. Like Bill Maher.
Well, they had to rest up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you need the holidays to like resume some sanity and humanity.
Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
Some people, time with their family really like helps heal them so that they can go back out into the world.
And have they revealed if Kellyanne is on the plane?
Oh my God! Is she?
According to the list that Rachel showed of everybody that left to go on the trip, Kellyanne was on it.
Oh, God.
Oh, because I mean, do they have a muzzle on her?
Seriously?
Or what?
Well, again, but I don't know where they dropped her off. Maybe she got misplaced in Saudi Arabia somewhere. I don't know.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Oh my God! Did you see the footage of Steve Bannon in the middle of those group of all the I want to say princes or whatever the hell they were? And he was terrified. And the funny thing was that Colbert said, "Look at this terrified look on Steve Bannon's face. He's never been around this many people in these colored robes."
Yeah.
these many men in not all white robes or something to that effect. But the look of terror on Steve Bannon because they were all of these men. And again, I know what they are. They're princes. They're whatever the hell they are from Saudi Arabia.
I think they're crown princes.
And they're all just around him, and he's just terrified because he doesn't know what to do.
I know they have a royal family, but do they have a king? I don't remember.
I don't know either.
Well, one of the things was one of the, that always got brushed under the carpet was that W was considered to be like a brother to one of the princes. And so that's what, like, that was a scandal that never really got hold was after 9/11, since 19 out of the 20 hijackers or 18 out of the 20 were from Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. And they, like, there's a picture of.
Oh, yeah, there's a king.
W holding hands, like, literally holding hands with a man as they walked the airport.
I vaguely remember that.
It just never got traction, like, except for Michael Moore, who has a new documentary coming out soon that's supposed to be a game changer, too. Like, allegedly, he's been. Like nose deep in all this stuff too. So when hang tight, it's slowly turns.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit at a time. Like you can see.
Yeah, I mean
They're picking calves off the herd right now. Like the weakest of the Republicans are starting to buckle at the knees and say, well, maybe we should look into this. And
there's seven Republican congressmen from California. And now MacArthur just resigned from the Tuesday. What do they call the Tuesday?
Really?
Yeah. So the guy that put the MacArthur clause that got it to pass the House resigned today from the Tuesday
group.
Tuesday morning group. Yeah, the Taco Tuesday group. Yeah,
I think it is Tuesday morning.
I think it's the Tuesday morning group.
Oh, okay.
So he resigned today as chair of that group. So he went down immediately for that.
The Tuesday group.
So,
and
we're only 3 weeks away from that. Not even. What, it's the 23rd, and that passed on like the 4th or 5th, the House bill.
Yeah.
I get passed early May, and it's already taken a life. Like, he's already no longer the chair of one of the two most powerful subdivisions of the Republican Party.
And our dear friend and party boy, Jason Chaffetz.
Jason Chaffetz.
He's done.
Oh, my. We need a whole other show. What do they have on him?
Oh.
What is the specific
I don't know, but he's
dirt?
Out. So out. He's quit. Like, tomorrow.
No.
Somebody say something. Who? What?
Jason Chaffetz. The one that was like the attack dog on Hillary.
Yeah.
He went from, this is fake news. I don't care about this. I'm not running for re-election. I'm quitting next week.
Right, he's out.
I mean, he is down.
I knew that I'm not running for re-election. But
right, oh, no, and but so that's what they were saying. Like, what does the White House have on him that he has?
He's also one of the ones during the primaries that said he couldn't support Trump because he could never look his wife and daughters in the eyes again. So
okay,
I think he just wants to look those people in the face again because it's super awkward at dinner. Going,
Seriously, I almost drove my car into a wall when that story changed.
Wow.
And that was one of the ones that Nicole Wallace was like, huh?
Right. It blink of an eye and we're done.
Like, yeah. Like, how did that escalate? So, like, I mean,
I remember then he left to get his foot operated on. Then he came back to do that one vote.
Right.
And then, like, I think literally when they go out of session, like, what is it, this week for Memorial Day? When
he's out.
They're gone.
Well,
he's in.
So long, Jason.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing that we did not talk about that I think next week is just not a bad idea is this whole budget. The budget that Dickwad has come up with, well, or Bannon or Jared, but that he and DeVos with cutting the education,
like, food programs,
right, 25% the food stamps,
right, but that again, that's something like.
No, but the education was the one that made my head.
I know, but that's the thing. That's the wish list, but it won't.
Right. The presidential budget is not anything that gets voted on. That's his agenda. That's his wish list. That's his.
That's his. Let's get the
directive
party
to Congress.
Up,
right.
Yeah.
Because he's supposed to be the leader of the party. Right.
Yeah.
The president is supposed to be the leader of his party. He's the highest elected member of that party, and so he usually does set an agenda and sets a political path. Right?
Okay.
And so the presidential budget is a wish list.
Okay.
That says, hey, these are the things that I think. Now, here, you fuckwads in Congress, work it out. Make it work.
Well, so remember, the other thing for him, though, too, with this is, later on, when it doesn't get passed, he can say, well, you know, I proposed it. Mm-hmm. I'm the one who wanted it to be blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
And they shot it down. It's their fault, not me.
Right. Okay. And that's the thing with them doing the celebration on the Rose Garden
right.
about something that's not passed.
Yeah.
It has to go to the Senate, and the Senate isn't even voting on that bill. They're making up their own because that bill was so bad.
Right.
They only put in that MacArthur amendment to get the Tuesday group to vote for it. They only put in the other one for the freedom. But then they did that party celebration, which is the opposite. It's bad politics, good optics.
Right.
Because, like, people in the chat room think, and you think, like, oh, that's... wealth care is here. No, it's no. It's yeah. we're years yeah. away
it's,
from that.
It's like okay. sitting down and making a wish list. Get the impression and congratulating yourself
that
for
they won something when they won nothing.
Well, and that's they just but, finally with that got. Budget, I thought that that was. I honestly, no. Stupid yeah, as
no,
can
no.
Be,
that's just a wish list. It's okay. just a wish list.
Because I thought, how the fuck are you even standing up there no. saying?
But they and put I it just, out. They put it out every year. It comes out around. It's usually a little bit earlier, though. I feel like
it's also usually a little bit smarter, isn't it?
And the well, the actual operating.
Obama does it, or when...
Right, it's more stuff we like, but the other side has the same reaction that we do.
Okay. How dare they spend all that money on poor people?
It's just
fuck those poor
it's
people.
Just been 9 years okay. since you were offended by one. Right, and okay. the last one that Bush passed was so balls cut off because yeah. he was so unpopular
right.
that he was just trying to hold on to anything to get out of that office without an actual brand on his ass.
Got it. Okay.
That w- and it's so it's been so long since you've seen an aggressive one.
Got it.
Like
okay.
W limped out. So it's fair. Been a while since fair. We've seen something that offensive, but it's dead. It's okay. again, dead in the water.
Are we doing a thoughtful or are we just going to bail?
Oh no, I think we've been thoughtful for a while.
You it's think okay. so?
Yeah. Very thoughtful.
I thought we were going to avoid this week, but it turns out you just can't.
No, that's true.
It's all right.
Oh, and make sure that we know that it was the Democrats singing na 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 hey hey goodbye, not the Republicans.
Oh, okay.
Because
yeah,
everyone thinks
yeah.
it was the Republicans singing
no.
it about Obamacare.
Why?
But it was
no.
the Democrats saying yeah. that they were going to get booted out of
oh,
Congress.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bye.
Oh, sure. Well, thank you guys for all coming back with us. We took a couple weeks off. We're back. We're going to be back again next week. Al's
Thanks
got one or 2 days he's gone.
For
Don't forget,
night.
We are taking July off.
In the
we've
chat
got,
room.
We've got shows to do before then, so that's all well and good. Oh, I'm sure something exciting will happen between now and next week. We can talk about it.
And a happy birthday to Anant today in India.
Well, there you are, Anant. Happy birthday.
Because is it not his golden birthday?
As we wrap up tonight's show, let's leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday! Anant, let us know if you know what a golden birthday is.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.